This is a Stand Up Labs production, powered by digital media.
It's what we do, baby!
This is Race Wars. Race
Wars. I have the power!
Yeah! How's it feel?
With Kurt Metzger.
You're out of your fucking mind, dude.
And Sherrod Small.
Settle down, bitch!
Race Wars.
Back, bitches, in your motherfucking face. Fuck your mother, nigga.
Whoa.
Oh, sorry. Whoa.
I don't approve that language.
I told you what this jungle music does.
I'm sorry. It's an election year. That's really what
it
did it
jungles
to me.
Up the blood.
I'm amped today. I'm amped. I was in this son of a bitch early this morning.
Why?
I did the...
Opie and Jimmy?
Opie and Jim.
Oh.
Yeah, Jimmy and Ope.
In here, how's yapping. Opie and Jimmy doing?
They doing okay. Yeah, they are.
I heard Kumia's getting back on.
Yes. Who is he? Maybe. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, they're trading.
They don't tell me the news.
Norton's going to do his own thing over at 52nd.
Okay.
Then, Opie and Jimmy.
This is July. So you just,
are you making that
this
up?
This is Ari Shaffir.
No, it's, that's actually
here.
Really happening.
Why
Ari's
you,
here.
I don't know. Wait. I don't understand. Is that true or false?
No, it's a total false.
No, I don't get it.
You just believe anything that comes out of Ari's mouth.
I just don't get jokes that are just a lie. I just never have understood it.
You know, I really like tomatoes, too.
Who cares? dude, but Nate, you know Nate Bargatze?
Yeah.
That's his favorite prank.
Straight lie.
Is the frat boy lie. Like, where, you know, you just lie for no reason.
Right.
And then the joke is, oh, you believed me? Your friend of several years? You idiot. Yeah,
that's frat boy? I thought it was this white boy.
Whatever the fuck it is, I can't wait for Nate when he dies. Because he's a devout Christian.
Yeah.
And when he dies and finds out that there is no God or heaven waiting for him, as he believes.
You believe
that's me? That's going to be the ultimate prank on Nate, won't it?
Oh, but what if it is,
but
Kurt?
I believed in you. Well, there's nothing.
What if it
won't,
is, though?
There won't be a moment where he gets to come up and so.
That's because, the best part of nothing. The joke. He'll never even get to have me pointing at him. He'll be so thoroughly pranked by there not being an afterlife.
So just from death.
It's a joke that I have to appreciate now before I die.
Yeah. Forever darkness will show him that you were right.
Forever darkness.
When he
that's
wakes
my right.
Up.
Should be your,
yeah.
To endless
it's all cooking in your brain now. All right. It's all cooking. I saw smoke coming out of Ari's ears like a factory.
Oh, that should be Sherrod. Because Sherrod should have saved that for...
Ari Shaffir is back with us.
What is he doing on the East Coast still?
Not East Coast. I was in Europe for 2 months.
Oh, how was it?
So cool.
Where'd you go?
Scotland, Dublin.
Were you backpacking? London. Could you still wearing your backpack and take your bag off, you fucking terrorist? Fuck, you headed the 23rd and 6th after this?
I don't want my pressure getting away from me. then I went to Scandinavia, Iceland too.
Oh, you went to go see real white people. So you know now that you're not
real white.
White
people.
So you know now that you're no way, even not even close to white.
They look at me like, pardon me, out of the way, please. They're like, you Jew nigger, get out of the way.
So they read your t-shirt.
Ari, I told you that Jay is silent.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, nigger.
Scott, how do I say your last name, Scott?
Kasha.
Scott Kasha, the cop who's here.
Yes, Five O's in the building again.
He happens to live near where that explosion
was. He
was
telling me that some of the dumpster landed like 15 feet from your front door.
Right by my door.
How come you couldn't stop that, cop? You son of a bitch. You was right there on the scene.
See, the fucked up thing is, I was going to go out and get a burrito. If I did, like, I would have walked right by him.
Now, is that your police code for beating up a Mexican person?
Get a burrito.
Maybe.
Accost a Mexican.
We picked up a couple of chimichangas, if you know what I'm talking about.
And our go-to gay Tommy's here. Tommy, what did you text me again?
Hey.
That someone was... Oh, because...
Oh, Milo. He's on the cover of Out.
Oh, gay. That's right.
People are losing their shit
he's
about it.
He's on the cover of Out Magazine.
Out Magazine.
Who
is?
Who is Milo?
Yeah.
Yiannopoulos. He's a British guy.
Oh, I know that guy.
Alt-right, Gamergate, all that shit.
He's interesting, that dude.
And Karen,
now, you said you were happy that he was on the cover, and people already called you, a racist?
Yeah, 1.5 times. Only one person used the word racist.
Well, you come to the right place. You racist motherfucker.
Yeah. It's hilarious they're losing their shit.
Why are they so angry at you? Why are they
he's
so
such
angry?
A right-wing gay. It's like the most right-wing gay there is.
But gays are gays, right? You got to support all the gays.
I think he's a psychopath. Having read the article with him, he seems to not have emotion.
He's a troublemaker.
He's a troublemaker. It's all for attention. Yeah. But what people are upset about is that Out Magazine doesn't have enough representation of gays of color, which is true.
Okay.
So that's one criticism.
Is it a jerk-off magazine? Is this one where I
stand? No.
Not all gay shit involved. involves jerking off. Just most of it.
The good like, stuff.
Okay. I mean, everything I'm involved with does, but other gay people well, have because
you know, I imagine, Tommy, like a, if I think of a straight man's magazine, which is like
Maxim.
What? Yeah, like Maxim.
You can still jerk onto pictures. It if you need
There's
to.
There's like, yeah, it's like coffee table jerk off pictures, I guess. I can't dude, jerk
you,
off.
You couldn't handle a gay magazine like that. The Glory Hole Gazette. You would never be able to take the amount of horrible in there.
We just have moved beyond it. We're environmentally conscious. It's all online.
It's all online. Yeah. Yeah. Gays are gone paperless. You don't understand.
Hairless and paperless.
So out, like, yeah, I guess I don't know. Like, and also, and I'm not against, because I'm going to frame this just right how I say this.
Please do.
Because I always roll my eyes.
Wow,
that's him.
Like when it is out a magazine that's like kind of a white thing anyway. That it's like going and riding with Jews to get coffee with Seinfeld. That show.
I mean, this gets down to like homo nationalism because like now that gay people have rights, white gays are just white people. That's sort of the idea. So yes, this would probably be like a dominant culture white thing.
So when you read it, do you ever like? That's the thing. I've never.
But like one of my best friends, actually, Karen and I had him on Crass to Mouth once. Okay. Lester Brathwaite is a deputy editor and writer.
Right.
He's going to be annoyed that I put his name in the same sentence as Milo, but whatever. But he's a great writer. I mean, and he's from Guyana. He's black. He's, you know.
And he's gay?
And he's gay. He's
what does
this
guy and these parents say about this?
He's a gay bodybuilder who wears kimonos.
Did they take away his African drums?
Well, Guyana is where exactly?
It's like that's the Jim French Jones Guyana. Shit. It's in South America.
Yeah, South America. That's what I thought. Okay, so.
Well, that's where Guyana. Like the Jim Jones drink the Kool-Aid thing happened.
Yeah, Guyanese.
Really? That was in Guyana?
Guyana, that's what I'm saying.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Cool. It's cool.
Because I've never watched Riding in Coffees with Cars
sure,
and shit.
I got a boner at Kool-Aid.
I did.
Same thing with Saturday Night Live. Like,
what?
Were black people that into SNL?
When Eddie Murphy was on, when Chrissy was on, we into that, people okay, on SNL.
Because we talked about this before. Black people haven't really given that much of a shit about SNL. It's just mostly I've heard white people be like, where are the something of color in this white thing?
I was called a racist by non-white people.
Oh,
so you are.
That's like you collected the rare, like the finest Pokemon of all.
So this is an area where I think gay people are united. So gay people, we have a lot of racism. Gay men, it's like a very racist community.
Oh,
like
really?
Every other. Yeah, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
They're very shallow.
Well, that's what we need to explore. For sure. Well, we need to explore that.
It's homophobic, Ari.
And dick
but
sizes.
True.
Yeah. Oh,
that's observation. That's not.
Are you a bunch of size?
We can say that. I can say that. You can only think it.
So racism. So you tell
that's
me
why gays have good bodies because they're all so fucking
thank
shallow.
Thank you for noticing.
You can only think it while you come.
So racism in the gay male community is huge.
Bad.
What about the gay woman community?
Look at Grindr. You go on Grindr. Okay. Ari, you know what I'm talking about.
For sure.
You see like whites only, no fats, no femmes, right?
Yeah.
It's bad. So I understand why people are upset about it, but it's also kind of fabulous that this guy's on the cover because what annoys me about this article is if you look at the top, there's this bullshit editor's note that's like way too long and it's like, oh, this obviously doesn't reflect our views.
Why are you doing it? Put it the fuck out there.
Put it out there and let people freak out.
That's the lawyers, though. That's the lawyers getting involved.
I don't think it was legal.
I think that this was cultural. I think that this was a cultural disclaimer and that's what fucking annoyed me.
That's what it is.
Okay,
it's exactly
maybe.
Don't have him on.
Dude,
it's like if you don't want to have him on, don't fucking make it. You're not forced.
It's insane now because all these people, by the way, that are pretending to be outraged, you're glad he's there so you can get your high. This is the thing. I told you I don't hate Reed Salon anymore. I used to wake up and then read a thing I hate.
Yeah, to get you mad on purpose.
Why would you start your day like that?
I had an acting teacher say
that. Why do you do that to yourself?
Because I had a hard time shitting.
People get happy when they get raged. Like when there's like a bombing in a discotheque in Tel Aviv, all the Jewish supporters, all the Israeli supporters go, see, told you. They're a little bit happy, even though people died.
Yeah, because it proves their
point.
So this is why it is ultimately a jerk off thing. This is for someone. It's like when they have the who's the Kansas City. They God hates fags. What are they called?
Westboro.
Okay, the Westboro Baptist Church is a family. The entire church is 12 people.
Right. And they get so much press.
Now
they're like the Israel of churches.
And the reason they get
nobody?
Press.
All right.
No. It's a heavy Jew room today, Sharadi.
When is it not, Kurt? You come in here with a bus full of Jews.
I came in with a Hogschwartz student.
It's the Yeshiva Mobile outside. That's where Kurt comes.
Wait, hold on. What were we just talking about before we went on that tangent?
Jews, right?
Kites, before we got to the Israel thing.
Oh, the salon, you wake up in the morning?
Oh, wake up and read it.
Oh, yeah, hate like, reading.
So this is why I'm saying this is what a jerk-off thing this is. It was they put him in there so that woke, here, I hope my air quotes can be heard because I'm doing them that hard.
Woke, you have to say it like
that. So that woke people can get their fix of like, oh, and they dressed him in the outfit. Look, he's got his dunce cap on because he's got a little clown outfit. And right. So that's what's so shitty about the disclaimer. It's like, shut up. Now gays are going to be weird about porn of all times. That's what this is. It's your porn.
Yeah.
And that's the Westboro Baptist Church. They get press. It's so that someone can sit at home. And boy, do I love this satisfied feeling of the Westboro Baptist Church comes on. And I get this sweet, warm feeling in my belly of not agreeing with their signs.
Yeah.
I go, wow, though, you know what? They're not good. And then I just pat my own head. And I go, oh, Karen, get in here. That bad church that hates fags is on, that we love to watch and think we're better. And I just pat my head. I have no opinion on gays, so I'm like one of the good ones.
The only thing that I think is different, though, Kurt.
I'm better than you.
There's one thing I think is different, is that you're like adding marginalization on top of marginalization, right? So like to be in, there's a black media that has responded. SNL, because SNL is so white, there wasn't in Living Color. The Wayans saw a need and filled it.
Yeah.
There became
and
Mad
Chris
TV.
That's right.
And the Chris Rock show. But that has happened in every industry. It happens in theater. I mean, there's always been a black response to white dominant culture, right? We see that a lot.
I know. It's usually great.
And it's always better. Well, I don't know about
it's
that.
Just but like it's you have a party.
Like in comedy, it's better.
No,
like
you have
in
a
Living
party.
Color, is better.
No, comedy, Attell told me this, it makes me laugh, that comedy is always ruled by one black guy or three ugly white guys.
But here,
that's changing because soon it'll be three mediocre talent lesbians will be the rulers of comedy. You think I'm joking?
Everybody deserves a chance, Kurt.
If you think he's joking, turn on CISO.
Listen, everybody deserves their chance to become mediocre, like some white man shit that they saw. Everybody deserves that chance. You're absolutely right. It is. It's a weird, sad thing to me to want to participate and pretend you're above it, though, is the only thing I'm saying. Like, and as far as like Westboro Baptist Church, they are marginal. Like, there's no reason to even point at them. I mean, I don't think you were including them in what you were just saying, but to even like Westboro Baptist Church is like trying to marginalize gays, clearly with their, but they are 12 people. So
yeah, but if you got a sign that says "fuck these dead soldiers for protecting fags," you're going to get some press.
Yeah,
you're going to get 100%
true. It's inflammatory.
And
but the people that are upset about this aren't just like white liberal social justice people.
Right.
Like it's actual gays of color, and like there are responses to this. There's
a
magazine called The Tenth.
Wait,
I'm talking about Out. I'm talking about Milo. There's a magazine called The Tenth, which is like a gay black magazine.
Okay.
But nobody knows that. Has anyone in this room heard it? No, of course not.
Well,
yeah. And
no,
most gay people
just
haven't
heard about
it.
Well, Tommy, it comes in a discreet paper, discreet brown bag to my door.
But I'm just saying, that's like, so this is what people know. Out and The Advocate are what people know in the dominant culture of gay media. So they just keep reinforcing this idea of white gayness. So I understand why people are mad. I also think it's kind of fabulous that he's on the cover.
Can I ask you a question?
I think it like opens like the make a bigger voice for the gay community.
It's
that's
a question.
Okay.
There's a dialogue now.
Yeah.
No, yeah. Well, you're good about that shit, dude. That's how we got you on the show. Do you think that even when I said Out, where I was like, is this a jerk off magazine? And now we know it's a different kind of jerk off with Milo on the cover. It's an intellectual jerk off if you're gay. But do you think that the thing of, because on Tinder or Grindr, what you're talking about, see, in a magazine, having no, that's more like racist to me. On Grindr, it's like, it's your sexual preference of what get you a hard on,
right?
So
you can't help that.
To me,
yeah,
I'm
you
like,
can't have to. You
to
don't
me,
have to be
I'm
not
like,
racist
yeah,
on that.
Like, if that's what you're attracted to, this is where you're supposed to just cut to the shit and get what you want for your dick.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Even like that's why it was weird. Whitepeoplemeet.com.
Yeah.
Was weird because we already had just regular
Tinder
where
white people met.
Easily,
.com.
Yeah, where you can easily like when people are like, why is there a blackpeoplemeet.com, which I just now realize is M-E-E and not M-E-A-T, as I told you before. I was like, how is this
legal?
Were
you disappointed in it?
They're selling black people meat? But no, it's a dating site. And I think
I'll
great.
Take $5 worth of black bologna. That's Kurt's first. You got
my,
that nigga-loney?
I asked for 5 pounds of
black. Yeah, give me some of that nigga-loney.
Yeah, I asked for 5 pounds of black bologna, and it showed up, but it wasn't what I asked for. I can tell you that. It was a good deal more. Anyway, they, that, like, There's so many people on regular Tinder going, no blacks, please. Of course you want to have a black people meet.
Yeah.
Like, the white people meet, it's weird for you to say you need that when you know you have a fucking Tinder that will cater to that quite easily.
Right.
It's a weird statement
I wish
make.
They had race in Tinder.
They
what
don't?
Mean?
No, they don't. They don't, they don't have weight either.
You don't... Are you
blind? Yeah, but you gotta do it yourself.
You gotta, like, search for the person and find
out.
Come
on, get out of here.
You have to
look
at the picture with your eyes.
I want a specific in this right. Not too white. Definitely not too dark.
Is this a Sabbath thing?
Well, we mean definitely. Why can't you say definitely not too white?
Come on, you know the, you know.
Yeah, because you're racist, you son of a bitch.
I don't understand why this is
he's
work.
Scared of black pussy. That's
the same thing as, like, having to swipe away from 50-year-olds. You just put it, like, I want, but you know, 18 to 22.
Listen, as a Jew, you can do that, I think. Look, I get it. It's the Sabbath. You're not even allowed to swipe left on the Sabbath.
They should have weight.
But here's what you do, Ari. Do one of your many Hasidic Jew Rube Goldberg contraptions and have a mouse hit a domino that hits a parrot that pokes a Mexican to turn on your lights and ovens.
All right. We do have to tell them. We got to start that podcast,
That's why it's called a Rube Goldberg machine.
But can you just
the
hire
first
a Shabbos
Jew
goy?
Invented it.
You can't hire one.
That's
you can ask one
that's
without,
what a Shabbos
without
goy
asking
is.
Them.
Yes,
you have
a
to
Rube
say,
Goldberg.
Oh, it's too bad this light is on. I sure would like to go to sleep. You have to hint at it. It's so stupid. It's so stupid.
See, Ari Shaffir hires me
I've never been that kind of Jew. I was.
Hold on. Let's go next door to the Papadopoulos' house and tell them how dangerous the oven being on is.
Wait, Webster's parents. All right, calm down for a minute. Now, I need to full disclosure to Tommy. Ari, as a Jew, hires me as his Shabbos goy to pick out only white gay men's magazines that have... He wants to make sure there's no people of color.
Okay.
So I've already bought this copy for Ari.
Okay, that's for him.
Yeah,
okay,
it's a Sabbath thing.
All right.
Are you going to turn the pages for him, too? Does that constitute work?
Yeah, if it's a... Yes. Only brown fingers can turn those brown pages.
Ari's scared of brown booty, ain't you?
I'm not scared. I'm overwhelmed. No, I've done it a couple times. Ooh, that's one of the reasons I moved to New York for is to finally get some.
You can't get in L.A., brown pussy.
Yeah, it's too segregated there.
This
is more of a melting pot.
It is separated more, yeah.
It really is.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, you got to drive to places to mingle.
And then you're like, oh, what am I going to fucking meet somebody at Roscoe's? That's not where you meet people.
No, you don't fuck anybody in Roscoe's.
Well,
let's get your chicken and get the fuck out of there.
There's something to Tommy's point,
the
though.
What?
I do agree with your point about there's certain things where... We decide they're the main thing of America, right? So, like SNL, it was decided is the main comedy.
The
of America,
Oscars, the main awards.
Right? Now, I'm not for riding in cars with coffee to Jews or whatever. That's
riding to synagogue with comedians.
That's what it is. Like that's like you don't need diversity. It's whoever Seinfeld wants to be in a car with, and I don't give a shit.
Yeah, that's
SNL.
Friends,
I do get a little more because we're putting that out as this is our main source of everything comedy.
Right.
And it is. In movies, we form everybody out of there. So now it has become our Olympic fucking comedy team. And I get where it's coming from more with that. It's just that whenever it's not already on their mind to pick somebody out, it always, you get a whole bunch of these like panic choices, right? And you get, or shit where a lot of times it's friends, especially in writing, like there's an affirmative action in comedy writing thing. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Where that friends of mine have gotten, and I was like, oh, I'm glad that I looked at it like, I'm glad my friend who I happen already think was very talented
got this
advantage.
Thing because of this.
Because I was looking at it not so much as, oh, I'm white man, doesn't get this. I was just, oh, my buddy, it's someone I like, so I'm happy for them.
Right.
Get it? And honestly, most of the time it was someone I thought was killer talented, so I had no objection.
Yeah.
Okay. But it's a writer job. It's ridiculous in a writer job where you're not giving a headshot with your packet.
You shouldn't even see the name of who wrote it for packets.
Yeah,
if you really want equality, don't see any name associated with it.
Writer jobs in this business is clicky than a motherfucker. It's clicky like a fucking chilling team
in
high school.
Racism
click,
is this.
Click, 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 and they only look out for each other.
No, listen, Sherrod, it's true, but the racism is this. It's got nothing to do with skin color. It's a racism of... There's a class sense
it's
of humor.
Class. Yeah, it's class.
So this is where Amy, honest to God, on Schumer, I always thought she did a great, where we got the writing pool that she pulled from, because it wasn't racially diverse, but I'm talking in terms of senses of humor, and also gender. It was stand-ups and also sketch UCB people, but seller stand-up.
Yeah.
Okay? When normally on these shows, they're pulling, what is it always from? The fucking Harvard Lampoon.
Yeah.
Most of these jobs, you got to be a Harvard guy, or it used to be.
And that right there says white.
Right.
That's automatically
Harvard
white.
Lampoon.
Or hopefully you know, hey, Hey, Aaron.
Oh, so, Aaron's here. Yeah, he was out drinking with coworkers earlier.
There's plenty of like Indians at Harvard, but they probably didn't get into comedy yet.
Right.
Like their parents did not send them to Harvard to run the Lampoon. But, you know, but that becomes is a class thing. It can easily be construed as race, but it's writing, dude. There's no way. So that sense of humor is, it's always that one sensibility that people start to get sick of, and there's a backlash. And just by mixing it up, with different, like, you know, our show, dude, we get a mix of everybody. You got to say we do. On the fucking Race Wars?
Oh, yeah, 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 definitely. No question.
We bring in every person we can bring in, but that's what we set out to do.
Right.
All these other shows have a sense of humor. So now if you're saying SNL.
Right, cater to that sense of humor.
Yeah, now if you're saying SNL is America's sense of humor.
Yeah.
Well, now how are you going to not make sure you got other people that
American,
are here?
Yeah.
Because
that,
well, by
the way,
I mean?
This is the same reason Comedy Central canceled the blue collar comedy thing, sketch show. Because they're like, look, it gets ratings, but this is not the rest of the fucking sense of humor we're cultivating.
It's exclusive. I mean,
it's only Southern redneck stuff, and the rest of our things, like Workaholics,
that's
doesn't fit in with that.
I know.
So let's
separate them. That's dumb of them to lose the other, because those are the
same
thing
with Reba on CBS. It was getting a lot of ratings, but no one was staying to watch the other shit.
But it's dumb, dude. It creates even more split. I hate that. I hate that split
shit. If you're getting ratings, why would you fucking not have the show on?
Well, hi. Hello. Hi.
What's up,
Aaron? I'm here. No, I think.
Wow. Somebody had a couple drinks today.
Damn.
She came in like, what? Whoa, sorry, Aaron.
No, I have
sorry to interrupt the Aaron show.
I think there might be some parallels between what's happening there and what happens online.
What are you drinking today? Cocaine?
No.
Well, good to see you.
I'm not drinking cocaine.
Well, good to see you,
you can drink cocaine now? That's amazing.
No,
you
could
always do it.
That would be wonderful.
You could always do it. You just put water in the drink.
Actually, today I was like,
I guess you're right.
Actually, today I like tweeted about how like some other girl writer had started a rumor about me using heroin, which is not true. And
she used heroin to start the rumor, or
the rumor was that I'm a heroin. Anyway,
you give me heroin, I believe anything.
A media reporter G chatted me and was like, "I've heard cocaine rumors, but not heroin." And I was like, "What?"
He was like, "First of all, it's not a rumor. Second of all, do you have any?
Give me the fucking cocaine."
Wait, what is this new thing that like drug use is now?
What?
To be ashamed of.
That's a younger generation.
Why are younger kids saying, I swear to God, I get three tweets about coke. I haven't done coke in a while, but you do have me thinking, if I can get my hands on some good coke.
I mean, because you can't really get everything stepped on for one thing.
It.
And you got like a window in your life to explore in things.
Yeah, but.
And then past that window, you're going to kill yourself.
Well, if I got my hands in South America pure, there's no way I'm not trying.
No, it's great. No, that's great. But like the. The fact that he was like, I heard some rumors. Yeah, it's like, rumor has it, I'm in the media and I live in New York City. Like,
how would someone bring that up to you as if everyone who's ever set foot in front of a microphone, almost ever, has tried it at least?
Yeah.
How is that even a rumor or a... I'm surprised.
Well, like, rumor has it you've had sex.
No, it's what it sounds like. Everybody's turning into a weird fucking Catholic again.
It is really weird. But anyway, my point was that when I was talking about like the parallels between what was happening in Comedy Central and what happens online, is that people want to sell ads to people that have spending power, and people that are fans of that specific type thing don't necessarily have the type of spending power that's attractive to advertisers.
Well, of blue collar comedy, that's all
they have.
I know. Can you believe
that's
it?
That's all Walmart America. That of course
they
want their dollars.
Power. Snickers, they all fucking go crazy on Snickers.
The ads
that's
aren't
not
like,
right.
I'm not seeing like
yeah,
these
but I mean,
highbrow
if you,
ads
if you look
for
at,
shit.
Like, if you
yeah,
if
it's
you
not
look at like the
all
rates,
great Poupon commercials.
So, no, but if you're a writer and you look at the rates you get paid for things that appeal to like the Walmart crowd versus like there's a super luxury travel magazine and they pay like $5 a word.
Well,
and they have like five readers. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Like it depends on who it appeals to. And I think that when it comes to people that are watchers of blue collar comedy versus
Workaholics watchers
versus
fucking 19-year-olds.
Well, yeah, no. Versus
that's where the
like,
money is. They got money because they got fucking
well, just
disposable
keep in mind,
income.
Listen.
They don't have a lot of bills. When you get older, you got to pay. When you're an older person, you pay.
Yeah,
all
no,
the
it's
money.
Like it's like 28-year-old people who have been at like PwC for 6 years.
Yeah.
When you're 19, all your money is blow money.
Wait,
it's all you do on blow it.
PwC
not on
for
coke,
the,
but I mean, like, you don't need it for shit. You don't save. Ain't nobody saving money at 19.
I know, but hold on. We're just going off something Ari said, which is They took Ari,
by the way. Hi. Yeah. Long time no see.
Yeah. Ari just, because I don't even know if this is official policy. Just keep in mind, some Jew just told me this. But supposedly,
that's like
they no longer
for
put on like the Jeff Dunhams and what have yous because it doesn't fit in with their, I
that's
guess.
That's just what I think, by the way.
That's just what he thinks. So we don't know this is actually their policy at all.
Right.
So.
I know CBS already had that
got
problem
into
with Reba.
Quite a robust discussion based on that.
Reba McEntire show?
Yeah, but she was like, it just doesn't fit in with the rest of what we got on.
Okay.
Really well, but then people
but
are leaving.
You know, okay, so we don't know for a fact that's a Comedy Central thing, but I wouldn't think they would do that at all because it would be dumb. If they did do that, I don't think it would be an advertising thing. It would be some kind of dumb...
But cultivate a fan base. It's like you're going to stay for 4 hours on here and not like tune out.
They can keep the fan base and also run that. And they would keep both. Like, I can't imagine them being that dumb because I know the numbers are going to run things. Or that they do go by ratings and shit.
But if you're watching Workaholics and then you're watching South Park and then Blue Collar comes on and you're like, well, I'm out. And then you're going to tune back in for...
Okay, but that's a whole other group of people that also buy ShamWows.
Yeah.
Or Chaps.
Yeah.
So it might be the other way around. People tuning in for Blue Collar and turning away from the other shit.
Right, they're not staying for Workaholics.
And that drop, that's what networks don't like. They don't like to see that drop in the numbers.
Look, the CBS thing, though, Reba, that's the thing that you know is a thing, right?
I heard that from someone
who
was
all conjecture.
From someone who's on the show. From someone who's on the show, they were like, CBS never really liked them because they didn't fit in with what else they were cultivating.
I mean, that's like, you know, the whole idea of like must-see TV. It's like people would start watching at the beginning and keep watching
until
the end.
The end of ER. Yeah.
And you know who started that trend? Niggas? Cosby. Was the starter of all that.
No, it's like
he gave birth to that.
Must-see TV.
He gave birth to all, and the only person who gave him a chance was Brandon Tartikoff, who died, God bless his soul, but he set off all that must-see TV behind Cosby and was a different world, and was Cosby fed into all that. So that's why he got the billions, because he gave NBC all that fucking must-see TV days.
Cosby was
Thursdays.
Groundbreaking in, I mean... so many ways, most of them positive.
Do you think that, like, in the age
the same
of
thing about you.
The majority positive?
Well, I mean, do you think in the age of like Netflix and Hulu, where you can actually binge watch things like a single show? Do you think that the idea of must see TV or the idea of a cohesive, like
maybe over?
Block
well, it doesn't work on
is
Netflix.
Maybe
depends
over?
Who can afford cable.
but I'm being serious. Like, do you think that it's possible that a network would ever have another lineup that would be a binge lineup?
It's hard to. It's maybe
still on network TV, but it's coming to a close.
I mean, like
that
CBS does pretty good with the CSIs and all that.
Have
and then they keep those hours
too.
Like 3 hours of people.
Yeah,
watching.
Those are. You know what? I used to work in a nursing home when I was in high school, and a lot of times they would just. They would like put on CBS and then
that's
walk.
The best. Yeah. That's the best because you don't get critics. Yeah. It's like just turn it on and turn away.
It's like the nurses would put it on. The nurses would put it on. The viewer
Amazing.
Would be like a catatonic human.
I would pay a nurse
wheelchair.
Fucking $10 a week just to turn my shit on and leave it on in a fucking psycho ward.
$10 a week.
Just give me that channel.
Can you imagine you can only watch CBS?
Oh.
And you have to just sit there like, oh, this is like a
you
prison.
You do it on a road.
Oh, yeah. The worst would be the summer when you're like, I've already seen this 2.5 Men. It was bad enough
CBS, CBS Sunday Morning is like the funniest thing if you read the descriptions because it's like, Windows, what are they? And then it'll be some current events thing and it'll be like, we catch up with Tony Bennett.
Listen.
Always
you're never on a road in a hotel and like, oh, I'm going to watch like an NYPD Blue 9 episodes in a row because what else I'm going to do?
Yeah, of course. It's like a fucking...
So it saves you sometimes.
Well, but it's also like a prison lunch as a network.
Yeah, it's like bologna on white bread, mayo.
Oh, this is the bologna on white bread show again? And it's all that. I'm like, well, I'm getting my bologna on white bread at least.
It's
better than no
sandwich. But that's all the shows when you're going to take a plane. That's all the shit they show when you turn the CBS on a plane.
Dude.
It's
when
all
you're
that.
Abroad in some silly place that's not here, that's very comforting to watch.
Oh, yeah.
No,
some
that's
goofy
that's
place
locked
that
up abroad nourishment right there. Oh, my God, dude. On a plane, that's how I... When I'm on a plane and it's like, okay, I do nothing even against her, but like, okay, all that's on is Whitney for the whole rest of this ride.
But that's what America wants. That's what
you're
the shows
watch
they push.
Every episode of Whitney.
The ones you see on the plane is the shows that the networks are pushing on you.
I've already seen every episode.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
First of all.
They pay the network to put it on. They pay the plane to put it on.
Yeah. So there's no jail choice.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what am I, in North Korea?
Used to be
I know Whitney. She would never make me only have the choice of that. She's a nice enough person to know that that's North Korea. fucking power trip.
By the way, I had my podcast, Punch Drunk Sports. We had this podcast where we bet, me and my friend Tebow bet on who's better at golf. Sorry, it's when white people hit a ball with a...
Well, I don't know what golf is.
Yeah, maybe. Anyway, so
how does a Jew know so much? Wait, where is some
Did you ever hear Tiger Woods, you asshole?
Oh, yeah, good point, good point. He's one of ours now.
Whoa,
you know the number one golfer in the world.
This fresh out of the deli Jew...
You're a dumbass.
...slice of Jew meat is going to tell me about golf?
Yes.
And my friend go-to gay Tommy O'Malley.
Anyway, the loser, whoever lost in golf, had to watch every episode of Whitney in one sitting.
They should have to watch.
That was a punishment.
What about Bagger Vance? That's what they should have to watch. Oh, the magical Negro who helped golfers. No,
you're telling
nobody.
Me,
Will Smith.
Bagger
yawning. Drink yawns. Drunken yawns. Aaron.
Shrug. I'm not drunk.
We don't.
The coke is wearing off.
You know what? I heard a rumor that Erin doesn't do enough coke when she drinks.
I mean, that is
be a professional and balance yourself out.
That's right.
That's why I can't believe they said a rumor. I heard a rumor. Yeah, dude, you don't have to ever balance out for work, you piece of shit.
And so you're, you've interacted with me socially. Oh, wow, what a crazy rumor.
Holy shit.
Yo, I heard when you party, you actually party. Is that true?
Yeah.
How dare you?
Look, go big or go home. Like, if you're going to go out, go out. Don't just go out and be like, I'm tired. I want to go home.
It's not. It's only young people now do that or ask like that. I don't. It's the craziest.
Because they grew up seeing their parents on that shit, and they not part of the fucking drug culture as much.
Did they? Like,
they got a different drug.
Parents on coke?
No, they didn't.
No.
Yes. I'm not talking about us. I'm talking about younger people than us. Their parents did coke, yes.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Because they're our age.
In front of them?
Probably.
Their parents are our age.
I mean, kids find it. You can hide all you want. You know all your parents' secrets. But, most of them. You go through their shit, you nosy little fucks.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, you
if you're a 17-year-old now, your parents didn't even
have Sherrod, what's the craziest thing you ever found out about your parents by snooping?
They have sex.
That's wow.
I saw them fucking. I was like, this can't happen. Not under the roof I live under. I can't live on the roof when this happens.
Wait, Ari, did you ever find anything crazy?
No.
Never?
Snooping about my parents?
Nothing like not like illicit drugs or.
Oh, no, they're super straight.
Hold on, Sherrod's trauma that he just shared with us.
They just glossed right over.
We're gonna gloss over this, man.
It's just some yo-me with a tear going down.
Sherrod.
Well, you seem fine, Sherrod.
You heard it, mommy.
Wait a minute, Sherrod just Oprah shared this with
No, Sherrod, you seem so well-adjusted.
Thank you.
Sherrod, everything seems fine with you.
No, not after what happened to him. I get it. Oh my God.
No.
I'm holding my Teddy Ruxpin.
I'm imagining in every sensitive, like Oprah movie, shot of you. Like every color purple shot of your
women
pain.
Are Bruce the place.
And it's like a wooden shack. And your dad's. Hold on.
Yeah, there we go.
And your father is Danny Glover. Don't you ever touch me again!
I love a sweaty father like Danny Glover. Like his fucking Predator 2.
I imagine you
that's sweating to tell me to do my homework.
A sweaty black father!
Love
oh
it!
Oh my God!
The sweat means he cares!
Now that's a dad that'll gun down some hillbillies for fucking stories.
He's wiping the sweat off his brow to keep tagging
you
it.
You gotta be sweaty, even Lawrence Fishburne and Boys II Men.
A time to kill.
Gotta have a sweaty black
every
dad.
Every black man who cares is 40
and sweaty.
He's about to have a heart attack. From his diet, from all his problems,
high blood pressure.
And so even Samuel Jackson in A Time to Kill,
sweat.
They bail him out of prison. They bail him out of jail in a sweaty wife beater.
Yes,
he goes home.
Man.
Watch the movie. He goes home and changes. Comes out in a different color
sweaty wife beater. Yes.
I never knew that this is exactly what I wanted.
Sweaty black man. I knew.
Dude, I knew. Do you see how much he was sweating because he shot those bad men that hurt his baby?
Yeah, that was torture.
That makes a black man in Louisiana. Oh, he's gonna sweat.
Yeah,
he's gonna wait with a gun in the courtroom. Oh, that is gonna be a sweaty black man, my friend.
He sweat through 1900.
That's an honest man sweat.
Wife beat us galore, and they gave it to him sweaty.
You think Bagger Vance sweat like that?
No, sir.
No, he had magic powers. Not like. The Falling Down, is my white dad's movie.
with Kurt Russell?
Yeah.
Yes!
Falling Down,
I don't know if A Time to Kill, if there's like your black dad's movie.
They just had it. When a motherfucker's had it.
Now, is that also a black dad's movie?
What?
Because I always say Falling Down is the ultimate
white dad's movie.
No.
White dad's movie.
It's your, or I call it your dad's favorite movie. Is that also a black?
Yeah.
Is that also your black dad's fantasy?
No, no.
What is that movie?
Damn, that's a good question.
Is it like Shaft? Like, do we have to go back into Keith Robinson days?
Yeah, we got to dig up
to
some.
To give you a historical perspective. Now, Emancipation has just begun.
Is it the Mac? Into his 70s.
Is it the Mac?
The Mac? No. What is that?
Is it Blaxploitation?
Yeah, what's the Mac?
You never heard of that movie? No. Oh, Superfly? You heard of Superfly?
Yeah.
Okay, is it a kind of Blaxploitation?
Yeah.
It is.
I would have to say it would still have to be like a Shaft type of character, but I don't know what movie
is it possible,
in particular.
Is there a white guy, because it was just back in the day, that your black dad was into that was like that? I don't know, like John.
Like how they went to Led Zeppelin before.
Fred Williamson type of shit. You know Fred Williamson, who was.
Oh, yeah, I know. I know Fred Williamson.
He did a lot of fucking movies. You don't know who I'm talking about.
Yeah, dude, from the vampire movie.
Oh, yeah, he was in a cigar. Yes.
Truck Hudson. No, yes. No, Truck Turner. Truck Turner.
Truck Turner. Oh, that's what he played.
Is he Truck Turner or Truck Turner Isaac Hayes?
That might be Isaac Hayes. Matter. Yeah. But yeah, Fred Williamson is a big.
So who is a sweaty black? So wait, is a sweaty black man, a sweaty black dad taking revenge movie, is that for white women? Who's that for?
No.
I don't know. It's for black men, right?
Yeah.
Maybe. I don't know.
Is like, that like one day I'm going to be a sweaty fighting man?
I can't
man.
Wait to sweat and care about my kids.
Or is it
can't
for like
do one exclusively? Can't do one exclusively.
Now I can afford. Holy shit, you're killing me, dude.
Is it for like white people who go like, see, some of them can be good.
Oh my God.
Now I can have.
Why you ain't sweating? You don't care about your damn children. Then sweat then, boy. Sweat.
Why you got shoes on? They had no shoes. It was the modern day South.
Yes, he had no shoes.
I know they have Payless in the South, Strout.
Yes, they do.
They all were barefoot.
They wear Jordans. Black people in Louisiana wear Jordans.
In the time to kill, the black people not in sweaty wife beaters, and that was Samuel Jackson, were in fucking overalls with nothing else.
Yeah.
Like Little Abner. And they just come into town, their whole street is made out of mud.
Yeah.
They look like they went to Liberia.
It's brutal. But that's, you know what? Some parts of the South look like that still.
Yeah.
To this day.
They didn't have one part that was air conditioned. Even the white people were sweating. It made no goddamn sense.
Just imagine, like,
white people would never sweat.
Were the women sweating, though?
Yes. Yeah. Don't you remember what they did to Sandra Bullock? They tied her to a tree and just let her sweat it out the whole night. This is how bad the Klan
was.
That
wasn't Sandra Bullock.
Who
was it?
It was Black Snake Moan, you mean?
No. You talk about Time to Kill.
A Time to Kill. Let me tell you how dangerous this was.
A Time to Sweat.
The Klan comes
back.
That
was Owen Benjamin's exit out of that one.
Oh, yeah.
You didn't see this amazing racial movie, A Time to Kill, with Matthew McConaughey?
I think I read the book,
McConaughey was the lawyer?
No, it's not Michael Crichton, but it's another kind of dinosaur
John Grisham.
Author.
John Grisham. Yeah.
Yes, the dinosaur lawyer writer.
Thank God Tommy's here. Clean up this ignorant
Have you read the dinosaur lawyer? That's him and Crichton's book. It's excellent. Well, so this was his book originally. So Matthew McConaughey is defending a sweaty Samuel Jackson.
I mean, yeah.
At his sweatiest.
At his very sweatiest. Okay. And he was a crackhead for fucking 30 years.
Okay. Oh, my God. Okay, now, he killed the two hillbilly rednecks.
Who raped his 13-year-old daughter?
Yes.
That's right.
Raped and beat.
And beat her with beer cans. And by the way, they must be the most unlikable men. They even come in the store and threaten the shopkeep.
they show their bad. That's the version of like that guy Michael Brown, whoever's in Ferguson. Like, I heard he stole a cigarette before.
Listen,
so they're showing him like
he did seem to be making a mean face. In
they
do.
The rape of a 13-year-old is not good enough. Just so you know, they're also bad people.
No. They stole. They literally did a Michael Brown crime. Oh, they stole like cigarettes or something. So then so then Samuel Jackson. No one likes them. Yeah. Okay, and Samuel Jackson waits in the courtroom and kills them. With his army issue. He was in a war. He was in Vietnam.
Yeah.
How old is he?
In real life?
No, in this movie.
I don't know.
He's a sweaty age.
You know, he didn't start acting until like 44 years old.
Well, listen.
He's the Satchel Paige.
Black. Listen.
Thank you.
Black.
Aaron's on fire. I like when she drinks.
I know. Listen, no one's against drunk Aaron. I'm just sad this guy's rumors were so piss poor that he doesn't understand that she doesn't even have Coke when she needs it.
Yeah.
Stupid.
Poor thing.
I am fine.
Not you.
I am fine.
I know.
I am fine.
You're thriving.
Fine.
We were talking about A Time to Kill.
Let's play a little clip. We got a clip of it?
Okay, so he killed him.
If convicted, they might be freed in only 10 years?
Yeah.
Yes, I heard people say that. Yes, sir.
Look at him
you
sweating.
Think men who kidnap a child should be free in 10 years?
Well. No,
do you think two men who rape a child should be free in 10 years?
No, sir.
Do you think two men who hang a child should be free in 10 years?
No, sir.
Well, what do you think should happen to them? What would be a fair sentence?
I
you think they deserve to die, Mr.
Your
Henning? Honor. Answer the question. Carly,
do you think don't they deserve to
die? Yes, they deserve to die, and I hope they burn in hell.
Black Lives Matter.
I'm sorry. Matthew McConaughey's like, fuck, come on, man. I told you not to say anything. Listen to me.
Matthew McConaughey was like,
Black Lives Matter. Black Lives Matter.
That was during the weird phase in his McConaughey's career when he was like oscillating between being like,
hold on,
the guy who was like, I keep getting older and they
you're
stay
go with
the
oscillating?
Same.
Yeah.
He was trying to be that dude like
and Lincoln
serious.
Lawyer.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Wait, did you not just see?
Let me use the word oscillating, Ari.
Did you not see what they just did in this scene? This is one of the worst racial movies I've ever seen.
They trapped him into saying the people he definitely killed deserve to die.
I know, but do you see the scene, the emotion? So he goes, yeah, they deserve to die. And then all the black people are like, woo!
Yeah, it's like Jack, yeah.
Okay, and then what is Matthew
it's
McConaughey?
It's like Joe Louis just knocked somebody out.
What is Matthew
knocked
McConaughey?
Knocked out Schmeling?
Yeah. Matthew McConaughey just puts his head on the desk. Because he's trying to stop him from getting executed.
Right.
Yeah. Do you see the message? Oh, you dumb, silly Negroes with your emotions.
Your emotion.
I know. I just, look, me.
Just
with
let
your
a white
drum beating
man,
hard.
Could you
just listen to a white man?
Yeah, and so.
Your Negro drum beating hard. You could
that's
help
what
him.
I want to say.
But this, to show your cards.
Yeah. Because you dummies. And by the way, I never liked this movie until now. This is one of the most brilliant things I've ever heard. Could you please just let a white man help you and get out of your own way.
That's a very common motif.
Me and my friend, Joel Schumacher, want Sherrod to know. I'm trying to save
you.
You're trying to save me,
but you can't save me.
I want you to live in sweat again, my friend.
There's a whole genre of movies that it's like, if you just listen to the white.
Could you just?
Yeah, that's from Michelle Pfeiffer, fucking that
now,
movie.
Here's what this movie's
Sandra
really
Bullock
about.
Sandra Bullock won an Oscar for
Sandra
it.
Bullock with a blind side. It's always.
Please set this
the whole
to music.
Movie crash is like.
Set this. Set. Change the music to a
Sandra
soaring.
Bullock was in this?
What?
No, this is our new opening.
But this goes back to the Sidney Poitier days. It's always a Mr. White Lady, sir. Well, either a white man or a white woman who black people can't make it without.
Guess who's coming to disobey the white guy?
I just want to salute. I just want to salute whoever that is and keep up the great work because.
Whoa, Kurt, wait, what? I thought we were on the same side on this. Embarrassing.
Wait, yeah, wait. Oh, we're not. No, I just mean like it's a good thing.
Okay. Yeah. I think I got the gist of it.
We're on the same page. A Time to Kill.
It was a good movie. I
you
like that movie.
See, Sherrod, there's a time to kill.
I rewind that. That's Cosby.
And a time to keep it down. When there's ash.
I just rewind that part where he killed the two white dudes over and over again. Just, slow mode.
It's got something. Finally. The movie's got something. Yeah, no, the movie's got something for everyone. Yeah,
now, is this the same character from Black Snake Moan?
No,
that's a different. No, that's
same
a
wardrobe,
then,
same wardrobe,
later,
sweaty tees.
Later, help out a white chick.
That's a different sweatier character. Whoa, I aim to look how sweaty I am.
What's the name? Was in that too? Justin Timberlake.
But crack,
Black
really?
Snake Moan. He played the boyfriend.
Oh, really?
That's right.
Who he was trying to get the Christina Ricci to calm down and be a good girlfriend to.
So he tied her up to a tree.
He tied her to the radiator first.
Oh man,
radiated a bitch.
Cured her.
Yeah,
cured her for wickedness.
You said you cold, ain't you? So I fucking chained it to the radiator.
He's not the one that beat her up.
No.
He had to chain her up because she's such a whore.
She was such a whore, you had to get it out. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. Owen didn't get that side of it.
Owen?
It's Owen Benjamin.
That I really thought was going to be a different movie than it was.
What you thought it was going to be? Sexual?
Yeah, exactly what me and my candidate Donald Trump are fighting against, my friend.
Oh man, your Trumpness? What is it?
Me and my Trumpness.
Trump's not fighting against interracial relationships.
Well, he is in my heart and
maybe
my
in
head.
His own family is, but not not for everybody else, though, right?
Yeah, I mean,
he don't care what we do.
Yeah, every relationship he's had has been between.
But you
orange.
Know, his daughter better not show up in the motherfucker. Yeah, his daughter better not show up in the motherfucker.
Holy shit.
Could you imagine fucking Donald Jr. coming around with a fucking Dominican girl?
That's the way you judge a...
His father lop his head off.
He has so many kids, by the way. He has like 5 kids, Donald Jr.
Does he?
Yeah, he has like 4 or 5 kids. He has a lot of kids.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Wow. One of them is Donald the Third.
Yeah, he's not dumb.
Yeah.
He's not dumb at all. There's Donald like the Third, I'm always have money.
I just think like... Okay, so there's Donald, and Donald Jr. seems like a stupider version of Donald. Donald the Third... It's like when you clone things over.
He has
and over
a Donald
again.
Jr. and a Donald the Third.
He's well, Donald Jr.'s son is named Donald.
Oh, okay,
III.
Okay, that makes
so
sense.
So it's like the inferior third generation clone, where it's like, no. Oh, this clone doesn't.
Girls always tell me that all thirds have small penises.
Really?
That's a rumor I heard.
I've never heard.
How many
that's
a rumor. Thirds would like, you have had to fuck
girls told
before
me that.
You know?
Yeah, I hang out with whores.
At least two.
Which women told you that?
A couple strippers, good friends of mine. The thirds. And I'd be like, I asked girls that after. They're like, yeah, I dealt with a third. He had a small penis. I'm thinking it's genetics. If it's passed down, if you're
yeah, he has 5 children.
Damn.
This guy has 5.
I hope he got the money to take care
children.
Of them.
Listen, do you, because I got to run downstairs. Do you want to do the break early and then come back and do the news? Shelby's
okay.
Nodding.
Yeah, I have to like print the.
So what
thing.
Do you got to go out downstairs to do?
Yeah, what is it say you have to go downstairs so hard?
I have to talk to a nigger.
What? What? What the fuck is going on? What did he say? Ari, don't just sit there. Hit him.
Capture him.
Okay, sorry.
All right, so we'll take a break now.
Hold on. Wait, what did you, because I tell you something?
What?
I cannot, Sherrod.
Yes.
Because you, listen, now please, you know I cannot have another controversy.
Okay? Sherrod's got to roll a black cigarette.
You
got to
leave some black cigarette, that's right.
When I say the N-word,
yeah.
I get this Sherrod. From the store, I get my black soap.
Oh, you would Sherrod. Love Europe, Sherrod. Everyone
I,
smokes
I go to
pot
Europe
like
all
you.
The time.
Everybody
Sherrod.
Smokes pot like you.
I like how you assume I don't go there. I'm in there all the time. Sherrod. Holland, I did a whole tour. Amsterdam, Rotterdam, Den Haag, Groningen, and Tilburg,
guys.
Harlem with 2 A's.
Hey.
I get around, nigga.
Listen, Ari,
yes.
Just because you're Doctor Who doesn't mean
he's the only one
you've
been, in
been to more places in time and space
not
than
even close. Not even close. But he's adorable.
Sherrod, I could never deal with another controversy, as you know.
Yeah.
So that's why I had to whisper the N-word to you just now.
Oh, I see what he's saying. You had
okay.
To duck down. As soon as I got my passport in college, Ari, I was off to Paris that week.
Really?
Yeah. I told my friends, I'm getting my passport, I'm going to
is
Paris.
Is that how you
learn
to smoke pot like that?
Here.
Or are you learning from black Americans?
No, black Americans don't roll their own cigarettes.
No, I mean with the weed in it.
Whoa. On the air, Ari? God damn, see what white people do? Blow your whole shit up.
Yeah.
Samuel Jackson was right.
No, Ari
I
will...
want him to die and burn to hell.
Yeah. No, Ari will get to the bottom of any story, no matter how personal.
He's like, with the gun, the firearm that you have illegally on. Thanks, Ari. Blowing a nigga's spot up.
Just smiling like it's no big deal.
All right, that's
all. So anyway, you would never do me like that, right?
Never,
sure?
Never.
Right?
Yes, never do you like that.
No,
oh, I kind of did you like that.
Why?
What do you mean? Taping you?
What?
What are you talking about?
Yeah, what do you mean? What are you talking about?
Nothing.
No, what are you talking about?
What? The conversations that you have?
What about my conversations that I have?
We got some on tape, Kurt.
Come on, man.
Yeah, some of the stuff you've been saying is... I'd have to expose you.
Oh, come on.
So I got some more Kurt exposed.
You don't have
I have
nothing.
To do it. I mean, I can't just tell people what you say. I have to actually play it for them so they can see the other side of you that I get to see. That scares me sometimes, Kurt. I'm going to be honest. It scares me.
Well, whatever. I don't see what you could have because I've been safely with my Jewish friends for most of the week.
Okay, we're going to prove that. We're going to prove my point in a second. Should we play that now or should we play it when we get back?
Play
it when we get back?
I want to know what the hell you think you have.
We'll play it when we get back or now?
Play one to go.
I'm going to play one right now. Let's
for
play it
God's
now.
God's sakes.
The people need to know the real Kurt. Kurt Exposed.
Exposed.
Kurt Metzger. Exposed.
Why does there have to be an opening like that?
It's so dark.
It does why sound like so... a Kurt affair. Do you
it's
remember
so
that
dark,
show?
Yeah.
You got to do it.
Yeah, show.
Oh, well, why isn't it? We'll hit it.
Yeah, that's
do it, God.
Wait a minute. So tell me who Colin Kaepernick is. He's an
a football player.
He
refused to stand for the national anthem for Lives Matter.
He stopped. What? Okay. First of all, go back. Wait. Hold on. It's fuck terrible. All that shit. He's. What is that? What am I looking at here? Why does he look like that?
Oh well, I mean, he's a football player. What do you mean?
No. What is this? Hold on, I have my Home Depot paint swatches. I'm gonna put one up next to his face. You notice anything wrong here? What fucking color is he?
It's like, he's, I don't know, half black probably.
What? Wait, go. What did you just fucking say? You worried about the play? Oh, he's a fucking miscegenated football player, and he's even in the presence of the national anthem? Never mind if he's standing. Why isn't he standing in the back by the garbage?
Wow.
Where that kind of person belongs. Why is he allowed to put on a football helmet of a normal? Does he at least have to get out of a separate drawer for helmets?
Wow.
Look at this swatch. No, look at it.
Yeah.
What does that look like to you?
It's
a halfway thing, neither black nor white, not fully human. Unable to reproduce like a mule. And I don't care who hears that, but please don't ever tell anyone I said that.
No, you're cool.
disturbed. That gut wrenching.
Wow. What? Kurt?
You got some explaining to do, Kurt.
I think everyone should explain to me why my personal conversations are being spied upon.
Because people need to know the real you, what you really think. You sicko.
I don't even have to answer these.
A normie.
All right, well,
we'll be right back after the break, and then we'll discuss Curtin. We got more disturbing stuff. I
don't know what you possibly could have.
Game changer.
Curtin, you gotta keep your mouth shut.
Race Wars, right back.
Race Wars will be back after this.
Hey, this is Damian Lemon from In The Conversation.
And this is the voice of your choice, Ali Muhammad.
And alongside with Vladimir Camaño, we present In The Conversation, the podcast.
Yeah.
If you like shit talk on a professional level, you're going to love In The Conversation.
That's right.
And you can find In The Conversation on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, or wherever you go to listen to podcasts. Even if you listen through someone else's door. That's creepy, but we appreciate the support.
And we out ya.
Peace.
Yeah! What's that, Louie? What we got there? Big up to all the haters, huh?
That was Day No by Shorty Low. Rest in peace, Shorty Low.
Yeah,
died
what happened?
This morning.
This car morning?
Accident. Went home from the club and just got into a car accident.
What?
He died?
Yeah, this morning.
No way.
What?
Yeah.
Shorty Lou? I just found out he existed.
Oh, shit. Where was this, the car accident?
I believe it was in Atlanta.
Oh, man.
Not 100% sure.
Damn.
Oh, that's sad. Rest in peace, man. God damn. How old was he, Louie?
I don't even know.
Damn, he's like 20s?
Young. Yeah.
Late early 20s? Or late?
Late, I think late 20s.
Okay, damn, that's young. Well, big out to him, man. Damn, and his family. Anywho, the song was hot. Look at Karen, nothing. Ari, what's going
on? I have not understood any of this movie talk, any of this, anything.
You're not,
This hasn't been my episode at all. I don't understand.
It's not your wheelhouse, is the topics?
This isn't my house or my wheels. I can't understand you.
I can't understand you.
Oh, man.
Ari, what's going on?
What are you giggling about?
Kurt Stumbody back in the building. Happy to be back in New York?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
So you're doing shows here. What are you doing?
You know, Stan and Seller. I'm doing the Bell House, October 18th.
October 18th.
My own hour at the Bell House.
The Bell House. There you go.
8 o'clock in Brooklyn.
And BK.
What? Yeah. So all you kids, ask your parents for $20. So you can come see me at the Bell House.
Bell House, October 18th.
Yeah.
All right. Nice. Now, yeah, what are we going to get into the news, or what are we going to do?
Well,
is Aaron sober enough? Because you know she was out drinking earlier with writers. When writers drink.
Okay, do you have any Emmy news, Aaron? Because
let's play the music first. Should we cue the music?
Wait, no.
Yeah. No, before we go to news.
Okay.
Why?
Why would I have Emmy news?
I don't know what was in the news. I was at the Emmys.
Oh, yeah. How
I was not.
How'd it go, Kurt? That's his way of saying he wanted to talk about it.
Because, so.
How was it? Who were you wearing?
So I wore an awesome galaxy dress with space all over it. It was so cool.
Uh-huh.
Like his long sleeves. And I saw that. It was pretty good. Waist, and it was really long, and it was like really tall shoes. It was awesome.
It looked like pajamas.
Oh, I know, but like really cool pajamas for the Emmys.
Yeah.
And then you squeeze Kurt into a tuxedo.
It's like going to a wedding.
He looked great.
Dude.
Good.
It's like going to a goddamn wedding.
Yeah. And you don't know the people though. It's a wedding of people you don't know.
Yeah, but I saw Patton, you know, Patton
Oswalt,
who's a fan of the show.
We got to get him on soon. He won an Emmy for, what did he win an Emmy?
He'll come on in New York.
Yeah, we got to get Patton
for his comedy album.
Good.
The hour on Netflix.
Okay.
But it was probably also an album, because I know my hour is also an album. Hey, guys, White Precious is still available. Yeah, but he deserved one, man. He's great.
Yeah, yeah, and, he's finished.
But this is the part that cracked me up, because Jeffrey Tambor won for Transparent.
Oh, yes. As he should. That show, I know Tommy hates that show, but I think it's good.
Well, do you...
Tommy, you hate it?
No, but I thought Jill Soloway's speech was stupid.
What'd she say?
Yeah, then it should be null and void.
You say what the speech was.
Well, the speech was just like,
you
I
watched
never,
them, right?
I did not watch the Emmys.
Right. Oh, hold on. Can we play Tommy's music? Because this
okay,
is a
let's
go.
Play Tommy in.
Tommy,
then we'll
I should have turned to you before I even
Thank
turned
you.
To
you.
You're the only guy who fucking...
I'm the trans authority
He's
in
young,
this room anyway.
Dumb, and full of other people's cup. It's Go to Gay Tommy
really...
with this week's Go to Gay News.
Tommy, what you got?
Is it over? I can't
yeah.
hear.
Yeah, so, oh, where's the headphones?
Sorry, I'm so full of cum, it's clogging my eardrums.
Yeah. We
so,
really could change it to the pitcher in this song.
The pitcher?
Oh, my.
Go ahead, Tommy.
Sorry, one arm's down and one's up like
Oxygen,
this.
Oxygen, Oprah's first network, called Jill Soloway's speech a queer feminist dream come true. So she talked about like toppling the patriarchy. She talked about how she didn't know that art could change the world, but now she knows it can because she has.
Basically. Who is she? Who is that? Just explain who this is to the listeners.
The show Transparent on
so
Amazon.
So she created Transparent.
She created, right, that's right.
She invented being trans.
Yes, although she is not trans.
No, but she invented it.
Yes, she is dating.
Yeah, didn't happen
she's
before.
Dating Eileen Miles, who's like a genderqueer poet. But nobody cares on this show.
Is it
no,
any
none
other
of the audience cares.
Is it any other kind of poet is my question.
I don't know if she's actually gender.
She used to have a really cool storytelling show in L.A. that really like started off like the scene, the alt scene.
Who did? Eileen Miles?
Jill Soloway.
Yeah, Jill Soloway is like cool, but I thought that the speech was really self-righteous and like bloated and made it seem like she made the world better for trans people.
I think she did a little.
She
a little
maybe
bit.
A little bit, but she hired a cisgender man to play the lead role. Well, like
that's what's called
lead
acting.
Actress,
that's what
her lead actress play one best actor.
Okay, this is
essentially.
Only, this
I mean,
only
don't
thing
you
I
think you're letting the perfect be the enemy of the good here?
Well, I don't know. I just thought that the speech was bloated. That was my real issue.
Can I just ask you this though, Tommy? Because you know the speech. That's why I'm glad you.
Do we have
it up.
Some? Can we bring up the speech too?
Because at the end she said, "Topple, yeah, do
topple the patriarchy."
And I, honest to God, thought that was a men's clothing store where she shops. And I was like, "Don't put it on them if you pick that out."
No, I mean I agree. Topple the patriarchy because I believe that that's
good,
a real
you
thing.
You don't look good.
You don't think that patriarchy is a real thing?
No, I believe Kurt doesn't.
Oh, yeah.
Right, I don't want to put that on you. Do you believe patriarchy is a real thing, Kurt?
Oh yeah, no. 100%, it's a real thing. I'm just saying, in America, you don't have to necessarily live under a patriarchy
that's
if
what
you
it
don't
is.
Want
yeah,
to.
Yeah. Like, I disagree with that.
Well, we'll get into it. But I want to know. I want to know what you thought about Jeffrey Tambor because the thing
Jeffrey
made me
Tambor
laugh,
said he should be the last cisgender person to win an award for playing a transgender person, which I thought was pretty dope.
Wait, hold on. Not the
yeah, but if a transgender person wins it, then it's like, well, you didn't get the trans part.
Stop! I didn't say pull up video of Doctor Who. I said
how should he? Well, how come he should be the only one who gets to put on a dress and play around?
I get that people who have non cis sexual identities have fewer opportunities, but don't you think acting is sort
it's
of
acting.
To inherit?
I don't think someone without kids should ever win an award for being a parent.
I mean, how many times are we going to reward this, though? Like Jared
Every
Leto,
time he's good?
I don't know. Was Jared
really
Leto good? I didn't
for
think
Nicole
Jared
Kidman
Leto was
for
good
pretending
in that.
To be ugly. Like, we're not, nobody was like, why aren't more ugly people actors? And I'm not trying to, like, be glib here. What I'm saying is, like, acting to a degree involves a level of pretending to be something that you're not. And if there's no pretending, then what is acting?
Okay, but ugly is not the same.
No, I'm saying that it definitely isn't the same. But I'm just saying that if somebody is talented and they're able to inhabit a thing that they're not fully, whether that like whatever identity that is, whether it's disabled, which is like a thing that they do a lot in the Oscars.
You mean like if you're not born a woman, but you really inhabit the role?
No, but if you can play it, you know, it's like in the Theory of Everything. Yes. Eddie Redmayne won an Oscar for that. It's
by
like,
the way, yeah, sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, no, it's just like, you know, what at what point? And I'm not saying that like trans people shouldn't have more opportunities.
What's
to act.
The verdict? I don't even know what our verdict is right now, but
it's always white men playing trans women that are winning these awards. Eddie Redmayne,
well,
Jared Leto.
Well, they did invent the surgery.
Yeah.
I mean, Linda
also
Hunt
Anderson.
Won an Oscar for playing a man, not a trans man, in The Year of Living Dangerously.
Louis Anderson won an award for playing a woman.
In Baskets.
Yeah, they could have gotten a woman for that, but they got
great.
A guy.
No, the
yeah,
comedy, okay, hold up. The comedy, well, this is what I'm asking, is comedy reasons, because the Louis Anderson, he deserved
Flawless.
That.
Flawless.
He deserved the fuck out of
you
that.
You totally forget he's amazing.
So, fucking wow.
Is this show,
because
this is my question, who's actually seen the show here, and is it actually a comedy? Does anybody, I've never seen
it. Amazon comedy.
Oh, yeah, it's a comedy.
Amazon comedy.
It's like right. It's like Tragedy with a Nice Kitchen, so it's a comedy.
It's like Sports Night was a comedy.
Okay, because I didn't find Sports Night to be tremendously funny.
It's like, but it's sad, but
I think it's funnier than Sports Night.
So why, okay, so then, so this is what, so here's what turned out to be annoying, because this is technically supposed to be a comedy show, right?
Yeah.
The same reason Louis Anderson, with most people, like, give him a pass, is the same reason they're not giving this a pass. It's when you're, I'm comedy, but I'm also important.
Yeah.
It's the most important. So
Louis Anderson didn't
Louis
do
Anderson was but just Louis was playing his woman. Mother. He
right.
was playing his mother.
Right.
Which no one is more qualified to play than him, so you can't get around that.
Right.
No matter what you want to say. But Jeffrey Tambor, what's he playing on the show? I don't watch the show.
A trans woman.
Is right. the joke that he's a very unattractive woman?
No, no.
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 Because
that's not a joke.
Sense.
No.
Because Louis Anderson, that's the joke on
yeah.
the other
yeah,
show.
Part of it. Yeah, but yeah. But he's not but playing trans. He's playing a woman. He's playing a woman.
So, and they're not playing that for laughs that he doesn't pass. That's not part of the show's laughs.
No.
Maybe a little bit, but not. That's not the point.
I think it came
no.
out
you
way wanna, late.
You either got to be funny or you got to be important, but you can't fucking try to straddle both worlds because if you're going to be the important route, there's no reason
it
why
takes away
they
from
should
the
be
funny.
Judged different, except
saying.
The pretension that's put on this right. is drawing that reaction.
But I also think that Tommy has a really good point that the only people that are really allowed to inhabit all the things that are not them are like white dudes. I think that's
Who's
true.
Who's not allowed?
I just don't think that you have you ever
seen that. I was about to say that Ving Rhames and Tuam Fu.
Yeah, okay,
that's
so
not
a white
person.
That's
Ving Rhames.
That's
Ving Rhames.
That's
Ving Rhames and the other one.
That's the exception that proves the rule.
What do you mean? How many white guys play transgender? Like seven?
Well, she's dressed up like Lyle Lovett, and she even gets to have a trophy.
That was Wesley Snipes. But look, Ving Rhames played a transgender person in a movie as well.
But one of the funniest movies of the last 2 years was there were black trans women in it. Tangerine. Anyone seen it?
It's
hilarious.
It's
also like important if you want to fucking call it that.
And, right.
and
it
it's like
iPhones.
Heartbreaking. Yeah, they shot it. That's a great fucking movie, but they weren't rewarded for it.
No, they weren't.
And I believe it was the same
People
year that Eddie Redmayne. Yeah, two black women.
Mm.
Yeah,
mm.
great. And
welcome
then one
to the
of
struggle,
them,
brother.
One
no,
of them
welcome
dragged
the
a white woman through the streets by her hair. It's amazing.
It's amazing.
Well,
and the white
it.
Woman.
You'll love it.
And then the white woman eventually.
Tangerine. It's fucking unbelievable.
She gets dragged through the streets by her hair, and then she does drugs with one of the black female protagonists. Mm-hmm. It's like fucking amazing. It's like this crazy 24 hour.
What is that on? A movie or?
It's a journey movie. It's a journey movie. It's
what
right.
like,
well, nothing major, like without a lot of money wins awards. Movie
that's
wise.
That's not true.
Hold on.
Make it to the top.
Barely so ever.
Wait,
it's
wait,
always
wait, wait,
the
wait.
Shittier, like richer movies make it.
But that was like a movie that made it. It was playing all over the country. It didn't.
Oh,
just
but
like,
even not. I'm not saying, wide release.
It's on
I'm
Netflix
saying, like,
right now.
Not the ones who make $100 million. The ones that win the awards. Like well, In the Bedroom wasn't going to win over fucking.
Yeah, but Marissa Tomei got nominated. So did Sissy SpaceX. So did the
yeah,
British
but they
guy.
Win. They didn't win.
Guys,
yeah, but
we're getting bitchy.
Yeah,
you're
the nominee.
No, I mean,
meow, everyone. Meow.
I think if you're if you have Netflix, that's on Netflix right now, and it's really good. It's only like it's like 90 minutes long. It's not like one of those super commitment movies where you're like, oh, I'm gonna sit here for 3 hours. It's really good.
Well, let's play some of the speech from what's her name?
I love it,
Jill Soloway.
She's like, well, I love it.
That's
all right,
a
let's
good
play.
Line, Kurt. She really does.
People ask me if it's hard to be a director.
Shut up.
And I tell them, no, life is very hard. Being a good partner, being a good being a good person is hard. Being a director is so
easy. Why is this?
I get to just make my dreams come true. It's a privilege, and it also creates privilege when you take women, people of color, trans people, queer people, and you put them at the center of the story, the subjects instead of the objects.
Thank
you. Change the world, we found out. We found out.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Oh, God.
Hold on, pause for a second. She didn't change the world.
You see that look
that's
on her face?
That's the point.
Dude. Yeah.
No, I think
hold on a minute.
They're right. Very
I
heavy
can see
handed.
What you're
George,
saying.
Wait.
Now there's
Clooney,
no inequality.
George Clooney made that same fucking speech in that same suit. We called him an asshole.
I think what you said is like the world. Other people should say that about you, not you. Is that the feeling that you feel about
it? Yeah, kind of. I think that that is true. Yeah. Who? No one in this room has even seen the fucking show, so you didn't change our world.
The world.
Yeah. Exactly. You never heard Eddie Murphy say shit like that.
You know what changed my world? Tangerine. That's a movie that actually like... Change the way I look at movies.
But that's my way of winning an Emmy, though, is being the kind of person that would say something like that on TV after you win an Emmy. That's what they want.
Here's something that I was thinking. Yeah.
This is an advertising space, man. Like,
when I was watching the Emmys, I was just thinking about how big of a gap there is between people that watch the Emmys and care about. Yeah, my big fucking gap.
Does everything falling out? Yeah, inside just dripping out of there.
My big wet gap.
What are you guys talking about?
No,
what is this?
No, there's a huge gaping, tripping wet, horny gap between what happens on the Emmys and the Oscars and what gets awarded and what like mainstream America watches. And I think we were talking about
as long
that
as
earlier.
It's white, it's good. I get it.
It's all class.
It's class, but it's also there's a huge cultural divide because they're like it's not necessarily money class. It's like education class. If your parents went to college, you were going to museums as a kid, you're going to be someone that's told that certain types of art are better than the types of art that people who's like dad is a millionaire who owns like five car dealerships. You know what I mean? That's
You're more likely to go find the. Here's what all the kids do: the opposite of what their parents want. So that's how.
If you look at it also in the context of ratings, this year's Emmys had the lowest ratings of any Emmys.
I believe it. Part of it
is because it's gotten so removed from what the mainstream is. Like, it is pushing boundaries, and they are making good
Jimmy
TV.
Jimmy Kimmel was funny. I gotta say.
Kimmel was funny.
I
thought the Cosby joke was really good.
You would think the Cosby joke was good.
My friend was there. My David Taylor was there. He goes, how'd it play in the room? He goes, we were all just like, what? Oh, you got us.
Yeah, no.
It was one of those jokes. It wasn't supposed to be a laugh joke.
There were other ones where he answered, like... He said something after her that was pretty funny too, man. Jimmy had good comebacks. I gotta say he was pretty great.
I agree.
Because I don't want to sit through any award show. Doing. To be honest with you.
Yeah, he makes it watchable.
It's a bunch of successful people patting each other on the back.
Well, if you get a statue,
and it's hey, rich, man, successful people.
If you get a statue, that's the thing. When you think you're gonna get the fucking statue, it's impossible to be above it. So you have like you can't. I have to be like, go on, Jill. I understand. Smile because like I'm trying to get the same.
It pulls you right into that same shit.
I would love to be just laughing at the little screen.
I mean, I was
like, I'm the same asshole. Got my suit together.
Yes,
to go to it.
It makes you part of
it. So it's just, and you don't even realize you're part of it till it's like. Though you feel the little tooth kind of scrape you.
But whenever you go to these award shows, you just feel how much this is about class. It's just a class situation. All of it. All of them. I don't give a fuck about MTV Awards.
I was there last year, and they kept giving awards to Olive Kittredge. And everybody was like, and the thing, it goes on for so long, and there's so many awards.
Yeah.
Nobody.
Yeah.
And everybody is just like really excited because they all worked really hard, regardless of how highbrow or lowbrow it is. Everybody that's there worked really hard on the thing that they're there for.
Yeah.
And they all really want to win. And they're all just sort of like gritting their teeth through the other categories that don't have anything to do with them. So there's this really weird vibe in the room. Where it's like everybody just want,
it's like performing at an open mic.
What am I going on?
And other comedians will laugh too loud for your shit, because they think that's somehow stealing away from their lives.
Guys, I've been there 3 years in a row, so I get it.
3 years, dummy.
And I gotta say, Olive Kittredge, I know exactly what you mean. Okay, yeah, maybe
last
it is.
Last year was so weird.
Well, she won too many times.
What are you gonna have Olive Kittredge, and you're not gonna actually put Popeye in it? It's like the time traveler's wife. Like, who gives a shit about his wife?
I thought that was a huge oversight. It was really anti-feminist.
That's ridiculous.
I thought that what olive was oil was a shit. Very... No, I'm being...
Wait, but this... Look at the statue. You don't understand what this is, the award. It's a gentle reminder. So you see how sharp the award is?
It's so pointy.
That's to remind you that they can cut you in your throat at any time they want. And if you don't even walk right holding that fucking award from them, it's going to go right through your goddamn top of the patriarchy throat.
Yeah.
So just so you know, you're the patriarchy's top of the patriarchy now.
I
remember this fucking deadly blade on this golden thing we gave you.
Has anyone been killed by that?
Maybe.
It's super.
That would be the second most successful way to be killed.
I want the what Emmy.
You get a fucking Satan tooth as an award to remind you.
what your job is now.
It doesn't matter what
are
show.
Are those the ones that are illegal to sell, or is it just Oscars?
No way. Oscars aren't illegal to sell.
Yeah,
illegal
there's sell. Some. There's one it's specific yours. Award like that if you get it, that it's like. There's a
guys,
there's a like
America,
you know I respect no. You, George C. Scott.
What
the motherfuckers? First of all, he's a gangster, great actor, and he's the only person to fucking refuse his Oscar.
He's like, yeah.
I don't want it.
Why did he refuse?
Beat it
because he's there for the art. He's not there for the award.
He said, "Get out of my face! You this, lose." Ah,
if
he's
he were
so
there for
gangsta.
The art, wouldn't he not be at the George, Oscars?
He didn't like, show
he
up.
Didn't go,
no.
You know?
He didn't go.
And then he refused it.
He didn't want it.
Oh, that's no amazing. Interest
in
it.
He's the only person in the history of the award who did that.
But back
Patton,
hold on,
the movie Patton, which is unbelievable in.
Back then, it was to him more of like a Spike TV kind of award. Like,
he just didn't need
dude,
it.
He's one of those
he
guys.
He got his fulfillment
yeah, like,
other
guys,
places.
I did it. I did it good.
He's,
what do I fucking care if you said I did it good? I know I did.
Damn, I wish to be that dude.
Yeah, that would be pretty cool. That'd be pretty fucking baller to say.
Hold on. Nah. Hold on. Stop. You say it'd be baller, but you understand he's a guy who never didn't look like an old man. So it's not as baller. He had to be crotchety at a young age.
He had to be grumpy even at 35.
I don't have room for it in my apartment.
He was 27 when he played Patton. George C. Scott.
He said he didn't go to the Oscars because they were wasting money on air conditioning.
Why do you guys...
Wait, is that really a trod? It was air conditioning?
No, I'm joking.
Wait, I want to ask you guys... Hold on.
They keep leaving the front door open, he said, and he walked off his lawn.
Wait. Barn in a barn.
Hold on. Why do you guys, because you're talking about Tangerine, where they both of you very gleefully and almost like a rubbing.
I wasn't gleeful. I was just, I was a.
I heard. I thought you were going to slide off your chair, how you said. A white woman getting dragged by her hair. Both Tommy and Darren.
Look, I'm into that sexually.
Right.
I know.
Whereas
I know
he's
that.
Into that.
Here's a question. Wait, here's a question, though. Is in like Game of Thrones, the naked shame scene. Is that like a hot thing too? Like
no.
And what's the difference? Now keep in mind, I can jerk off to either.
Me too. I have. I didn't even see the other movie, but just from Tommy's discussion.
The context on Tangerine is that it's really quick paced. It's like a woman is mad that something
don't
happened.
Don't spoil it. It's so good.
Yeah, there's a woman is mad and she discovers
it's really good.
And okay. She discovers that there's another woman that's involved in the reason that she's mad.
Yeah.
Okay. And then she confronts the woman who is involved and she grabs her by the hair and drags her down the street.
If I had a nickel.
So fucking
good. Oh, that's for, you know, that's in the preview. You're the reason that I'm in this thing that makes me mad.
Paul.
Paul.
That was the working title.
Quit it. Do it a little more. Quit.
No, the woman that gets dragged is not sexy. It's not a sexy dragon.
Oh,
you feel
me and my
really.
Penis would be the judge of that.
Dude, that's
your
what,
penis is terrible judgment.
My penis be like this. Ah, who's gonna know?
Yeah, you know that's the thing about the penis. He's a blind but fair judge.
No,
Karen had a late laugh.
No.
Hey, if you leave it up to penis, he's a blind but fair judge.
Yes, he's justice.
He's like a
justice.
Ray Charles. He just wants to see if you have a thin wrist.
He's holding
like,
a balance. I didn't and he's blindfolded.
I didn't know what color they were. I just
that's
I'm into
my
it.
Balls and that's my penis holding his eye. That's the justice. And you want to topple that?
We should replace
and
the
you
blind
wanna topple
but justice with
the
that
blind but fair justice of my penis on the scales of my golden balls. You ought to be ashamed.
Oh shit! Aaron, what news you got? Let's get into Aaron's news, can we?
Here with the stories and headlines that really matter.
Really matter.
It's Race Wars News with Erin Gloria Ryan. Go on and read that news, girl, with your fine ass.
With your fine drunk ass.
You know what?
Sherrod is lip syncing to that video.
Yes, I love it.
Listen, I want to change those a little bit. Both their intros.
You want to mix them up?
You want to change
yeah,
it?
We need to have like two or three. We can mix them around.
Yeah.
Yeah, the next one should be...
It's. I swear to God, the guy, because he done a great job.
Yeah, no, he's done great. I just really wish he would talk about my tits more.
It sounds so creepy.
Yes, I wanted the creepier.
At the end?
Creepier.
I don't think you could do creepier.
Shit.
But well, there's something about...
Challenge accepted by Shira.
Listen, I'm just saying, let's play with some ideas.
You throwing out a gauntlet, mom?
Because it just creeped the fuck out of me.
It made me feel good. Aaron, what you got?
So there's some stuff happening this week. First thing that, you know, is kind of dominating social media is the Brangelina divorce. And like details kept dropping. So on...
Who gets the Asian kid? Who gets the black kid?
So on Tuesday... eBay?
Wait. Well,
the nanny gets them all.
Everyone.
On Tuesday...
Can I bid for one of them? I got $17.
Let's tell our readers who live under rocks is happening. On Tuesday, Angelina Jolie filed for divorce from Brad Pitt.
Sneaky bitch.
And we've been finding in the intervening time that there are some, you know, kind of tasty details. Like Brad didn't know until Tuesday that she was going to file for divorce.
And I heard rumors that he wanted to get divorced for 6 months, but put it off, and then she snuck and got lawyered up.
That is ice cold, nice. And I am here for it.
It's good tea though. Second, and it spill that shit.
It sort of came out yesterday on the New York, but like page six and some other stuff that she had hired a private investigator to follow him on set to see.
Wasn't Magnum? Wasn't Magnum PI?
Of course she doesn't trust him because that's exactly what he did with her.
Yeah,
that's how they got together.
If he'll cheat with you, he'll cheat on you, honey. But
so you think it's closure for Jennifer Aniston? Finally, are the memes right?
That's what you get, bitch.
My main takeaway
can
from
I
this
trust
is,
the memes? Why, is what I'm saying.
Why would you? Yeah, the memes are rarely wrong. Why would you want to?
Can I trust the memes? Might be the title.
I trust the memes?
Hey, totally forgot.
What?
Let me tell you something. I got these things. These legal tobacco products.
Okay.
From LA. And I gotta tell you, I forgot. Our friend Officer, our go-to Officer, is here.
Right.
And Aaron, do you have explosion news at all in here?
No. Let's talk to our cop friend.
Switch out one second.
Yeah, he's a cop right there.
Scott, yeah. And reintroduce.
We ride dirty in here, but it's all right. Because NYPD down with us.
Go ahead, Scott. say your full name again.
Scott Kasha.
Yeah, Kasha. I keep thinking.
I love your accent, by the way. Can I just say I have like a big crush on it? It's really
cute. Oh, really? She said she wants to sit on that voice.
No, I mean, I don't want to sit on it. I want it inside me. That's definitely.
Well, it can get in.
It's a horrible Staten Island accent, but thank you.
It's cute.
I take the compliment.
Now, are you from the family that makes Kashi? Or is that
no,
a different?
It's spelt differently.
You're not from the Kashi family.
No. Is that the hummus people?
I imagine that some of your family wears a scarf and a hat and they find...
Did you think he was the great Kashi's son?
Yeah. Are you the son of the Kashi?
The great Kashi. Show respect.
No,
the
sorry. Great
so this is not your the journey to Kashi? Find new kinds of acorns to put in Kashi? Okay.
Oh, that's the
okay,
Kashi.
So we're talking explosion, right?
Yeah.
So Saturday night at around, 10 p.m., there was an explosion on, 23rd and 6th?
Yeah, 23rd, between 6th and 7th.
Yeah, which isn't really Chelsea. It's more like Flatiron.
No, it's Chelsea. Stop it.
Stop ruining the
story. 6th Avenue is a dividing line.
I'm somebody from Minnesota is trying to tell us what New York is. Right.
First of all, I love that maps. Someone who is from New York is telling me that I'm from Minnesota when I'm from Wisconsin.
Who separates those places?
I don't know.
No one cares.
America. Anyway, so there was an explosion. 29 people were hurt. It was nobody died. The conclusion
Thank
was
the Lord.
That it was lucky. But one of the reasons that people didn't die was because there were some people that were apparently stealing bags. Like the bomb was placed in a bag, and these bag thieves going around opened up the bag. And didn't mean to like.
It's not really stealing
something.
If it's in the garbage, though, right?
Right.
Yeah. So these were two separate incidents.
Stealing bags.
There were a few explosives.
You mean a garbage man?
That's my bomb, garbage.
They commit heist. The garbage men commit heist every day.
Yeah. Right.
So well, they actually have photos of the guys who took the luggage. I mean, only in New York do you open a piece of luggage, you take a bomb out and go, oh shit, and then put it down.
Yeah, so when I see a white guy
take the suitcase, I swear to God, that's what happened.
They took the bomb out and left the bomb.
Wow. They left the bomb, but they didn't know that they had disarmed it. They were just sort of like they're like, dude, I'm just trying to steal some shit. I don't want to be involved in this.
Yeah, the
bomb.
Guys who found some of the bombs in Jersey actually took the bag out of the garbage can and took it under the overpass and saw what it was, ran to the police station, and then they detonated the bombs under the overpass.
What did he get?
Where
these motherfuckers designer bags?
You know what? But isn't that a beautiful example of the American dream that an immigrant's child can afford a really a nice enough bag?
That
when
homeless
he has
people.
A bomb in it, thieves take the bomb out and take the bag. That's beautiful.
What a country.
What a
country.
Were you guys anywhere anywhere near where the explosions happened?
I was kind of close. I was in Key Largo, Florida.
I was in Tampa. Yeah, I was right there with you.
So I was in danger the whole time.
You were where?
I was across the street from it.
Oh, wow. What? So, why? Were you bombing?
No,
were you
I live on 23rd Street.
Yeah, let me tell a story. Because the part of the dumpster landed 15 feet from your front door.
I actually laid on top of the bomb to protect others.
Now, where were you when it went off?
No, you
didn't. That's hilarious.
I was in my
Hold on.
Wait, let the cop talk.
This is my second terrorist bomb that I've survived.
Okay. What was the first one?
93. I was a rookie. It was my foot post, the World Trade Center.
So is it you? Is it the weak link you?
We thought you knew Hood.
Dude, suspect number one right here in the studio. I am seeing something and saying something right now.
We thought he knew Hood.
So I'm sitting in the living room watching The Last Ship, and all of a sudden, boom, and I heard it, and first thing I did was close the windows. Second thing I did was get my gun. And then I went downstairs to see what happened, and then the cops wouldn't let me back in my apartment.
Really?
Oh my God.
Wait,
guys,
wait, you're a cop?
Outside with everybody else.
Hold on a minute. Did you just hear this, that you heard here first that Scott revealed?
I heard it.
Somebody watches The Last Ship.
That is pretty. That's big. Big news.
Wait, is that the show? Wait.
It's about The Last Ship.
With that fucking cruise ship or something?
There's no, not the even. There's show. A near another ship.
Navy. Oh, my God. Is that CBS?
TBS.
Even worse.
What's on the? What is it about? Is it about, like, right before ships become obsolete? Because
it was
of
about
other
a
technology?
Virus that wiped out humanity. Ship. It's not a great
Wait,
show.
Did it wipe out ships?
It's Captain Steubing saving the planet.
A virus that wiped out all the ships.
Yeah, why can't they get another ship?
It's an immune ship.
The ship's got no virus on it. That's not the point.
So how long were you stranded outside of your apartment?
About an hour.
And that's with your gun?
Yeah.
Did you let other people hold it?
So why do you just tell
the who are the people, though?
Do they have guns on the last ship? Cops?
You know, like, who's there?
Oh, yeah. It was ESU, who, you know, the guy with the helmets.
What is that, ESU?
Emergency Service Unit. So okay. They're like our version of SWAT. So
okay.
Right. They were walking down the street, and I'm like, hey, and they go, get the fuck off the block. I'm like, but I live here. We don't care, you know, and they had their M4s. And they
but did they know you were white?
Whoa,
I had a cop ID, and they wouldn't even let me. They're like, go now.
The best news I've got all week.
But dude,
got the shaft.
That is
white
good,
cop got shaft by cops.
But that's a good. I mean, that is like a reassuring thing. Just that.
Yeah.
That they're so not fucking around. That
well, even the pattern is they have secondary devices to kill first responders.
Yeah.
Wow. So that's what they do. They blow the first one, and then when people
come to help,
and stuff,
boom,
second one goes off.
Palestinians would do that.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the
MO. And that's why, like, robot response is really, like, a useful thing for law enforcement.
Yeah until they take over. Until the big robot take over.
Yeah, right. Well, until they
I
turn
keep
on
warning
us.
People.
Sometimes coming.
Yeah, they're all listening.
So coming. Can't wait.
Do they have robots on the last ship?
I don't believe so.
So you're outside of your apartment for an hour.
Yeah, I'm outside. And the only thing's going through my head is, like, holy shit, if there's another device, my family's going to be alone. My wife and son are going to be alone.
Oh,
so.
They will. Wow, dude.
So they didn't go outside, and so
they
still
they weren't
inside.
Stupid like I was.
Yeah.
So I see this sergeant from Priest and I used to work, and I'm like, hey, boss, listen, my wife is a doctor, and she's works at Bellevue, and she's on call tonight, which is true.
Right.
I'm like, if she gets called in, my 8-year-old's going to be stranded in my apartment. I can't have that. So he's like, rolls his eyes, all right, go. And then it was just like, you know, it just became like a lockdown, just the entire...
Did you have enough snacks in your apartment to get you through?
Yeah, it was okay.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
That's what I judge it by.
I mean, you have
snacks.
To have snacks in there.
I have an 8-year-old.
No deliveries.
Of course I have snacks.
Yeah,
there you
snacks
go. So you can pre-sun your way
if
through that tragedy.
If you think I'm getting trapped without snacks ever again, no.
That will never be me. I was like,
Whatever happens, there's going to be snacks.
For sure.
You got that right.
I mean, so Kurt and Karen, I'm assuming you guys were not in town.
We were safely
safely
at the
among
Emmys.
Winners
we were
at the Emmys.
In
Whitely at
California.
The Emmys. Thank you. Yes.
Yeah, I was like
the unbombed Emmys.
I was like 10 blocks away, and I texted one of my friends, and I was like, and I came out of this place that I was, and I texted one of my friends, and I was like, come meet us. We're in the West Village, and they were like, well, there was a terrorist attack.
My sister was 10 blocks away from there. She was working at a hotel.
Oh, wow.
Sherrod and I were 62,000 blocks away.
So far away.
Do you have such a close call?
They shut down 42nd Street today, right? Oh, yesterday.
Can I just say something right now?
It's the money train.
They had a bomb scare on 42nd Street yesterday.
Today. There was one today on the Deegan. They found a pressure cooker today on the Major Deegan.
People need to just stop canning vegetables and we'll be fine.
Can I tell everyone, especially all the women in my life, and all the women out there.
Okay.
I like how Sherrod's so ready to accept this.
I want it.
Kurt's got a message for the women. The women are going to love this.
When the shit hits the fan, for real.
Right.
Okay. Yeah, no. Long game? No, I'm not your best bet. Survival. Okay. I'll tell you that right now. Okay. I'm not.
You're not the one to...
To get you through the long?
No.
The dark, long time? No. But the first few days, like, we're going to have snacks. That I could promise you.
I thought you were going to say something I didn't know. Oh, my God. Thank God. It was just the thing about snacks.
Yeah.
No. So you promise you'll have snacks.
We're as good as dead.
For a second.
Well, probably from the salt from the snacks I brought, we're probably going to die fairly quickly of thirst.
Salt. I mean, first of all,
be loaded with salt.
No juice or anything.
But for 2 days, plenty of snacks.
I mean, you only survive, you only as good in a tragedy as far as like what kind of snacks you got to get you through it.
Well, if
you got
also Pringles, we're like you got on a hill near a hospital, we'll be totally fine.
Or near 7-Eleven.
I'm on top of a hill near a hospital and near
we're
snacks.
Untouchable. Have you guys ever read The Stand, that Stephen King book?
Stephen King,
yeah.
No, I never read it.
The first half of it, well,
it's about snacks.
It is 100% about snacks, and it's about what happens if you don't have enough snacks. It's about a deadly pandemic that kills like 99.8% of people.
And we talking black people too?
Everybody.
Damn!
It doesn't see color.
Shit.
But one of the main
society be this virus.
I know. It kind of like traces the survivors. Like at the beginning of the pandemic, it tells like what. But one of the survivors is this dude who lives on the Upper West Side of Manhattan.
Right.
And he has to make it all the way through Manhattan. Like it's full of dead bodies. And
is it
like,
Will Smith?
No, he's white.
Is it Will Smith?
No, he's
wait,
white.
Is it Will Smith?
No, it's not. That's I Am Legend, and that's different. This is
wait,
different
is it Will Smith, though? Oh, sorry. You said no already.
I got to go, you guys.
Sorry. Wait.
I got to go stand for New York.
All right, so October 18th.
I don't like this.
And then I'm recording my special in Austin, Texas, November 2nd through 5th. You can get tickets for both those things at arishafir.com.
Ari, I just want to point out it's a perfect cover that in light of all these terror explosions that you're walking out with a backpack.
With his pressure cooker in his fucking backpack.
A backpack, a known Jew.
A known Jew who would never have a backpack. Who would have a chauffeur driving behind him.
Notice he's giving out dates of where he wants crowds to gather. Interesting. Interesting.
Oh, shit. All right, Ari, stay out of trouble with that.
Yeah.
What else you got, Aaron? You got more news?
Yeah, I do. Brangelina broke up.
Yeah, so who's...
So I've read that it was because she wants to get into politics and away from acting, and that
he enjoys Hollywood.
A lifestyle choice on which they can't agree.
Okay,
but
so...
You know what it was
and that also explains her
almost
wanting full custody
pussy.
Of the kids. Well, here she can move them where she needs to move
them. So here's another theory that I have. So she really... Like, she filed on a Tuesday morning. Much less.
After she said,
she actually filed
for
she filed on the Monday
on the
after.
Tuesday.
She filed on the Monday. Yes. Nobody. She filed on Monday. So the news broke on a Tuesday. She obviously, like, they're not idiots about how news breaks. Like, if you don't want people to know, you file it on a Friday before a holiday weekend. She filed it on the Monday right after the Emmys. She wanted people to know. So for whatever reason, this was a thing that she was like, either like 100% fuck you, Brad, or like 100% let's get... Like some publicity
or
for whatever.
100% making a shift in her career. Yeah. Like, that is
they
a
both...
clean break between now her old acting life. She's no longer married to an actor. Mm. And whatever comes next, which is probably political for her.
That's what she. Yeah, that's what the rumors are.
That's
and
what
they
I'm
both.
Guessing.
They
her
saying
dad
that
is
there's
political.
Drug, but they both dabble in a little druggy drug. They both dabble dab. They dabble dab in
they
the druggy
dab.
Downs.
Dabbing,
and that was her. That was
I'm sure Brad Pitt had the first dab that was available.
He had like a new face at the Golden Globes this year. Did you guys notice?
No.
What do you mean?
He had like
this
super youthful. Here, let me look it up.
He's always been a good looking man, right?
No,
he ain't gonna get
like
no problems
clearly...
getting laid. You think you'll have problems getting laid
ben
after
Affleck
this?
Has been looking very awake.
Listen.
Yeah,
this was his new face.
Awake for
look
someone
how young.
He's so tired.
He's got some work.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, he like definitely had some like high quality work.
Oh, he looks different.
It looks good though.
He's starting to look different.
This is when he was young.
Now we're gonna.
He's getting to the age where you can't put your finger on it, but it's different.
Yeah,
with a capital
like,
D. Different.
Oh, you had some,
and it's not the same.
Let me tell you something.
Oh, Brad.
Robert Redford became a handsome woman. And that's where we're headed. Yeah, some women.
So, but all white dudes turn into women as far as looks are concerned, that's right, when they get old.
Black men just contend with sweating.
Yeah, we sweat more and we just bald head.
Sweaty dads that care so much.
Beautiful bright stars.
Yes.
Sweaty dads.
That's when my diabetes kicks in. But all white dudes just turn into old women. You just pull up old white, any white dude, old
dude,
picture.
I mean, I've seen nothing. Oh.
It's like, look at that nana.
That's, listen, because we're only doing the second one. What? Of our
recordings. I got more. Yeah, I got exposure.
Which one is it?
It?
Make sure it's the
speaking
right.
Speaking of some of your racist you out,
because,
comments.
Dude, I have to, the spooky witch or old baby game, I have to save it for this. Okay. That's why I fucked up. But okay, we can play the second one.
Wait, first, play the intro again about the exposed, because I want people to really understand what goes now, on behind the
this
mic, if you will.
The first, last, we go to commercial break, and Chirag says he has stuff on me.
I got a bunch.
It's a private conversation that I'm not even admitting I had. That could be anyone.
Did you say off the record, though,
oh, so
or was
you
it just all on the record? Because you have to be
no,
really careful.
I
he didn't know.
Was
he didn't
at
know
my
there
own apartment.
He
okay
don't know what the devices are.
I was
are
talking to two Jews who are very close to me who I trust.
Well, that's the first problem.
Okay? And I have a leak somewhere. And somehow, my private tirades are keep getting released.
You're
but
getting exposed.
I'm not saying. Yeah.
Let's then play the intro. Intro it. Tired of this.
Kurt Metzger. Exposed.
People need to know.
I don't know why that Sherrod had some music whipped up.
I mean, we always got to do it the right way around here. Can we play the second tape
which
that I have?
Is
the
this
second disturbing, okay, disturbing recording.
It, oh, yeah. This. Oh, well.
Gut wrenching. Get the kids out the room. If you have children around, please.
Okay, I don't know what a Uyghur
around
is.
They should not,
I mean, it's some kind of Chinese garbage, but I will let you know this. Whatever the hell they are, they're not welcome in my home or in my neighborhood. Mm-hmm. Did you just hear me?
Mm-hmm.
I know you do ESL.
Mm-hmm.
You better not have a Uyghur around here.
Not here, no.
Because just so you know, behind the scenes, I am actively working to make them feel marginalized. And if I hear any word of a Uyghur just even getting any kind of recognition or work or anything, I will work against that.
Mm.
Okay? Mm. I will build my own wall, a Uyghur wall.
How's that going to happen?
I'm going to get a bunch of beaners to do it.
Wow.
Whoa.
Disturbing. I mean, gut-wrenching stuff.
That's in my house.
How do you explain that, Kurt?
Okay, well, my sister's dating a black, and it's like she switched teams on me all of a sudden.
So what? She went AFC
to
NFC.
On.
So what?
Go back. Did I say that out loud? Wait, was that my thoughts?
I mean, it's just, it's bad. I mean,
I was
I
talking
you
to two of my dearest Jewish friends in confidence.
I trusted you.
About my deepest feelings about the Uyghur people. Oh, my.
We have more.
Well, I hope it encourages people to learn. No, we can't do that yet.
Don't do
you
it?
We, yeah.
When we play Elena?
We got to redo it.
Okay. What do you mean?
We'll
take that on in post.
Yeah, we could take
stop
it on post.
Stop bringing down the fourth wall, idiot.
Every
texted you.
Single time.
Can't work with this.
I texted you behind the wall. I didn't want to go over the wall. Hey, I love the wall.
It's like being friends with a chimpanzee.
I mean, this is unfair. I'm over here looking at my hero, Brad Pitt, his face melting in
swollen
front of me.
Beyond recognition.
His
he's
eyes.
He's fine. He looks fine.
Well, what did he do? His eye. He looks like a Uyghur. That must be what a Uyghur is, what I'm looking at right now. This one's proud man.
Man.
Look at Ryan. What, Ryan Reynolds?
Gosling.
Which beautiful Ryan
is that
it?
His name?
Look at Ryan Gosling looking at Brad Pitt in the picture. Like, he can't believe.
It's not butter?
Nick, is that what a fucking...
Like, there we go. Yeah. Butterface.
I cannot believe you got K-Bar's ghostly giggle to come out. Try.
You're going
to
hear the chains and the haunts.
Whoa. My two bags.
Get on the mic, nigga.
Candyman, will you please?
You got to bring up the Colin Kaepernick and the cam picture.
Oh, you missed my.
Yeah, you got to put
pull
that picture up.
I pull it up.
You missed
about
me getting exposed with Kyle Kaepernick or whatever it is.
Are you eating ice cream cupcakes, nigga? What is that?
Yeah,
eating?
What the hell?
That's the icing.
We ain't supposed to have no cupcakes.
Wait,
there
so
you go. There
I'm
you
not.
Go.
I'm not. Fooled in.
Okay,
no.
Hold on.
What happened to lead to this, K-Bar?
Well, this is still part of the... Well, Cam spoke out again, said that racism doesn't exist anymore.
Is that a Key
anymore.
And Peele character?
No, that's Colin.
Is that Jermaine Defoe?
No, that's Colin Kaepernick.
Oh, no shit.
How
I thought it was
that
a Peele
in a helmet?
I thought it was a Key and Peele.
What it goes in.
A lot of hair, doesn't he? Doesn't have a lot of hair.
That is irresponsible hair.
That's
the same
thing.
That's great hair. What are you talking about?
I said that was unprofessional hair.
It's definitely professional.
But not
a white man don't like it.
See,
hair.
Out of everyone that spoke out in the past couple weeks of, against what Kaepernick was doing, only Jerry Rice has said anything. Trent Dilfer hasn't said anything.
What? Mm-hmm.
Drew Brees hasn't said anything.
Huh?
Only Jerry Rice. What? Only Jerry
he's
Rice
happening.
Came out and said something.
And he's retired. And he's retired.
Oh, no, but he came out against Kaepernick 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, but he still, you just see that current players ain't saying much.
Am I in a barbershop?
You don't understand anything.
Sitting here quietly listening to black men talk about sports.
Sweep up the hair. Louis, what you got to say? You got something to say, Louis?
Wait. Current players aren't saying much, but you see more and more of them starting
get involved,
to
get right. involved. Yeah. Right? I see that. Yes, that's true.
Did you guys see that the Miami police were like, we're not going to protect the Dolphins players?
Yeah, what a dumb thing to say.
Yeah, like you don't get to pick who you protect and serve.
But guess what? They already do.
Yeah, yeah, no, but no,
do
I know. But just because
they
already
it on TV.
Just because they already do it. Doesn't mean that we should excuse when they
Monday
articulate.
Monday in Linden, New Jersey proved that. Monday in Linden, New Jersey proved that.
What happened in London?
The terrorist was shot by the cops he shot the cops, and he is alive.
Yeah,
hold on,
alive.
Wait a minute. Wait, K-Bar. The way you said that, I imagine you should be... What are those things on a train that you do a lever up and down?
Oh, one of these?
Why do I imagine that K-Bar came here on one of those?
No. I come
tell
in,
us not to seek the gold.
I come in, I look at the paper in front of me. Now what are you talking about? It's all good.
He's a 49er. He's out there looking for gold mines.
Oh, no, you know, Ryan Howe... Hold up. Ryan Howe wore his jersey today on First Take, and the racists went off on him on Twitter.
Oh, did they?
What?
Because people, I don't know why people hate when people use their freedom of speech.
Oh,
yeah, they
wait,
really.
Like,
I mean,
what did
the
he say?
But the
wait,
thing
what
is, like, people on both
he didn't
sides
say
hate
anything.
It.
He just wore Kaepernick's jersey this morning.
But why? Okay, so
and now that support. Triggers shit. That triggers.
Oh, yeah.
Why is that a racial thing? And you might have just said it, but I so tune out sports talk that you
he
might
really
have,
does.
You might have already said why.
He
sure,
really
you did,
does.
But I didn't hear it.
No,
he just wore it in support. You wanted to support a Kaepernick, and people on Twitter
of the
got crazy.
Oh, go fuck yourselves. Honest to God, the amount of bullshit, you're going to cheer when they're on your goddamn team, all these dudes, okay? And at the same time say that, you know, you think it's slave genetics. They were like, try to even take away that maybe somebody just worked to that degree that you got to be like, slave genetics, that's why. And then you're not even going to let them do their little thing at the national anthem in protest of your slave genetic program.
Right. I think even apart from the people that are like that are
you racist point. To believe in the first place.
Even apart from the people that call it slave genetics, point, I think Kurt. People just want it to be the simple thing that they can enjoy, and that the people that do it aren't fully complicated people that have their own opinions.
Well, go
and
fuck
background.
Yourself. They
no,
do.
Totally go fuck yourself. But I think that that's like the view of people. It's like they're disturbed by the fact that people that are playing this game that they watch as something too have as like a leisure activity.
How dare this pigskin monkey tell me his opinions on things?
Yeah.
When I throw a dog a bone, I don't want to know if it's media or not.
And
just eat the bone, dog, nigga.
Okay, but imagine
pretty
you
much
do.
What
hold
they
on. Imagine you do that.
I'm just breaking it down for the white
Sherrod, man. You're so self-hating, but that's the thing. When you're so self-hating that you envy the fucking dog, that's the disturbing part.
Yeah.
So that's what that shit is, because they're going, you already have a job making millions to do what? Ruin your entire body.
What they're doing is they're generating millions of dollars. It doesn't matter if they're playing a game. They're generating millions of dollars.
You get to fuck pussy that you wanted to fuck. All you have to do is have brain damage for my amusement. And you're going to tell me that you don't like the pledge that I like. When you got it all and I got nothing. And you got millions of dollars and your brain is coming out of your fucking nose when you blow your nose. You're not even good. You can't really go fuck pigeons. I don't even say civilians no more. I call you pigeons.
Oh, wow.
These are pigeons now.
Pigeons, they got white poop.
Yeah. That's why I don't give them no more crumbs on Facebook.
Oh, no. White
so
poop.
Good. We got 2 minutes left, man. Yeah. Time
white
flies.
White poop. Okay, so let's talk about Let's talk about what we can talk about.
So
we can talk about there was an issue of an unarmed black man being killed in Tulsa.
Awful footage.
There any other cars?
There's footage of it, and it's really disturbing.
Say, just say unarmed man, because we know it's black.
By the way, for all these
actually a woman that killed him.
For all these unarmed black men, it's making it sound like you're not dangerous.
So it's ruining our reputation.
I gotta say that looks really
it's
bad.
Ruining.
But
yeah.
I have a theory on it. Okay. I don't know how accurate it is. So
he did it. That's my theory. Yeah, but we can't say that.
Look. She's probably gonna hang for this. I mean,
who the chick? The officer. Who did it, right?
So there's a phenomenon called rapid reflex response. It's like you get in war, you get out cops. When one person fires, okay, this is what happened with
Yellen. Right.
One guy fell, he fired his gun, and everybody's like, oh shit, and then they start dumping rounds like crazy.
Right.
So when they deployed the taser, I don't know if you ever heard of taser deployed.
Have I?
There's an explosive behind it.
It sends
a dart. So you can kind of construe that maybe, you know. He's thinking, okay, it's gunshots. And I've been...
She's thinking that, right.
Yeah, yeah.
But that's panic. It's like the last thing you want is somebody in charge with
that. But that's not what she
panic
said.
Panic with a weapon.
She said she fired because he was reaching into the... attempting to reach into the window.
All right.
Although the window was all the way up.
Yeah, I did bring that point.
Wait, that picture of him there is where he was... Is that what you're telling me?
Yeah, that's...
Even a helicopter, that's a bad dude. You gotta go.
What?
Okay. Right, we gotta wrap it up, though.
Shit.
I know. This is
all right.
We gotta
come
back.
We can talk more about this next week.
Yeah, we definitely gotta talk about that more next week.
Me and Barry Crimm and Danny Letterman are. I'm doing Running My Hour. It's not the filming of it.
Right.
I'm running at the Underground with Barry Crimmins, bringing me in.
When?
Or he's doing. I don't know what he's doing. Whatever he wants.
No, what date is that? Is
October 4th.
Right.
Okay. Can I plug my show? Quick?
Yes. Go.
Yeah.
The other F word streaming on Amazon.
Yes.
Oh yeah. Check out our go-to officer, Scott.
Yeah, I was one of the producers on it.
Yes. All right. So yeah, we got to get out of here.
Oh wait, check out. I got news.
Okay, go ahead.
I got a new job. Whoa. I got a new job. I'm starting at the Daily Beast as a senior editor October 1st.
Whoa. Yay! White women working.
We are plugged. We are plugged into the important white women.
That's it for Race Wars. We out. Peace.
This has been a Stand Up Labs production, powered by Digital Media. Subscribe to new and archive episodes wherever you listen to podcasts. And find all of our shows at standuplabs.nyc.
Stand clear of the closing doors, please.
Race Wars, we out.